Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. New Jackets head coach Rick Bowness will make his debut tonight on the sidelines for the CBJ. The Jackets are hosting the Calgary Flames at 7 p.m. Coverage begins right here on The Fan at 6:30. In NFL news, after a historic 19-season run in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin just informed his team that he is stepping down as the Steelers head coach. Before his resignation, Tomlin was the longest tenured head coach of a singular North American professional sports franchise. In other NFL news, Minnesota Vikings receiver Jordan Addison was arrested early yesterday and charged with misdemeanor trespassing in Tampa, Florida. According to Hillsborough County Sheriff's records, Addison was arrested at 3:46 a.m. at an address associated with the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. This update was sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. BMI Federal Credit Union has been voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear hole.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, hello, man. You are looking fresh and clean yourself. You get a little haircut?
I did get a haircut today.
Haircut Tuesday.
Yep.
Look at me. Back. Trying to observe more.
You and I both ensconced with television today.
Oh my God.
What would this place do without us?
I'm so tired.
Just crumble into an abyss.
So we, first big thing is we are breaking in. We've been doing some renovations here at the TV / radio station. 10TV, our partners over there. So we took Studio B, which I don't know what the hell ever was going on in there. But they have that white backdrop that looks like Tony Hawk would go nuts in there with the skateboard. It kind of blends right into the floor. So they've done some like maybe commercial stuff in there. They retooled that. I'll retool you. They retooled that studio into what looks almost like what our studio in here looks like. And they got the cameras set up. And so our first guest was Ross Bjork, Ohio State Athletics Director, with a lot to talk about right now.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah, I know.
You and Adam King.
I got tapped on the shoulder. They called me out of the bullpen. They said, you know, this was Adam King's thing. They wanted some representation from radio. They picked me to do it. It was at 1 o'clock. So went in there. We did it. I'll have a couple of clips from that in Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. What'd you do today?
I did TV with Dom today.
To Barry's Take?
Yes.
All right.
I also did TV with Adam for the 4 o'clock news because they wanted to talk about Mike Tomlin and all that, which we will talk about here. By the way, you told me to go into the new TV studio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's good. You like it in there. Because I haven't seen it yet. I walked in there. What a piece of trash.
I didn't say that you would like it.
What
I said I'd show
piece
it.
Of trash.
I said I'd show it to you.
The way that you set it up. It's like, oh, they put mahogany walls in there.
No,
it looks beautiful in there. I go in there. It's like a folding table. It's nothing. It's garbage.
I mean, they do. You'll see it when the Ross Bjork interview gets put up on The Fan and 10TV's YouTube page, because, again, it's meant for audio and video purposes. You can take your radio headphones in there or not. Like, you have the option to use them or not use them. The only thing is, we're ironing out some of the kinks. My microphone was no bueno. I mean, I'm like Steve Dumig in the Joe Paterno interview. Joe, I'm screaming into the microphone. I cannot shout any louder, and it still sounded off mic. But well, we wanted to hear Ross first and foremost.
Yeah, you talk a little bit too quiet.
I know.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
You really need to start screaming.
Gotta belt it out.
All right, it's Tuesday, which means big and girthy.
Oh, thick with four
on the
C's.
Show. How you doing, Ted? Let's get that out of the way.
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
We have Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. You will hear from Ross Bjork in Inside the Buckeyes. See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters. She tells you what's going on behind the scenes, and Jenny from the block told me that she's cooking up a little something for you.
Cooking up a little something for me?
A little surprise. Cooking up a little something for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that's coming up at 4 o'clock. We have Rapid Fire at 4:30. Game show at 5:30. What is the game today, Timmy?
You're going to like this game. I know you're going to like this game. This is a 100% your favorite baseball movie and mine. Favorite sci-fi movie.
Oh, stop it.
Field of Dreams quiz. Teddy, excited for that? Might be some clips involved.
I love it. Big fan.
Might be a few clips.
He is not a book burner, you Nazi cow.
Speaking of Field of Dreams, I was very sad to know that Timothy Busfield, who plays who I believe to be a misunderstood character in Mark.
He's not misunderstood.
I believe him to be.
He's not misunderstood. He picks up a little girl, violently shakes her, and chucks her off the back of a grandstand.
Let's not get bogged down with plot points that don't matter. What does matter is that he's currently wanted by the U.S. Marshals for sexually assaulting children.
So wait a minute.
That is the news story. Like, Sam Gerard, Tommy Lee Jones, is hunting Timothy Busfield now.
I was going to say, forget about the specifics of it. That's very bad. Like, what he's alleged to have done is paramount. We cannot have that.
Yeah, well, I think he's a pervert. Probably a communist, too.
Yes!
My mind went to where your mind went to. We have Mark from Field of Dreams right here. Lou from Little Big League right here. And we have Sam Gerard, Tommy Lee Jones on the other side. And they're going after each other. Or actually, I mean, they're not going after each other. Timothy Busfield's just trying to run.
He's just trying to get away. He's running away. This is a huge deal.
I know. Maybe he can go to Canada and meet up with Randy Quaid and his wife.
I think Randy's back now.
Oh, he's been back.
He's back. Yeah, he's doing autograph shows.
He's at the show.
Yeah.
He's at the card show.
All right.
Man.
Last night, Steelers bad. They lose. It was really a nothing gross game. You look at the final score, you're like, some stuff happened. Not really.
I'll tell you what's not gross, and I'm sorry that your parlay did wind up faltering.
It did.
With the end of the Steelers. Got close to that last game. I did quite good on the NFL picks. As far as the NFL picks against the spread, I think I hit them all. I just had way too many more legs with the parlay. But the thing that I have sort of been in on for a while now, and I've been telling this to people, the dark horse team to make it to the Super Bowl, make a little run, is that team that just beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. And C.J. Stroud wasn't even that good.
No, that's the
thing,
man.
He wasn't even that good in that game, but if he can find it.
Defense is very good. C.J. needs to be better.
Absolutely.
If that team's going to make a run to the Super Bowl, they were good enough to beat that crappy Steeler team
yesterday. Right.
But if they're going to make a run to the Super Bowl, it was a comedy of errors for CJ in that first half. They should have been up by 20 points.
Yep. And then eventually, when that defense really started to cook, that was one of the more... I know it's 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I get that, but they had DK Metcalf back. DK had a huge drop in the middle of that game, and you could just see the frustration on Aaron's face. Aaron's played better than I thought he would. I think we'd both agree. I thought it was going to be a complete disaster
for him
at his age.
He's played like a 42-year-old quarterback.
He's played about as well as I can imagine a guy like him coming, not just with his age.
I mean, that's still not very
good. But with
good.
His age coming off of that debilitating injury that he had.
Last night, he was trash.
No, I mean, that defense was so good. They smothered the Steelers throughout the game, whether it was the pressure from their defensive line, have you ever seen a better tackling team in the NFL, like in recent memory? They never miss a tackle. And then their secondary, they're just blanketing the Pittsburgh Steelers receivers. Really, the only shot that they had 3 or 4 feet of space was with DK, and then he wasn't able to bring the ball in. One time he might have been open downfield, but too bad. Pressure's getting to Aaron Rodgers. They're forcing a strip sack. Jack Sawyer had a play on the other side, but to no avail. Wasn't going to do anything.
So Mike Tomlin today, steps down. That's the official language that they're using. This was a courtesy firing.
Absolutely.
Is what this is.
Oh,
this is the Steelers saying, thank you for 19 years, but it's clear that we're not going to get to the next level. We need to start over, and we're not going to start over with you.
And I appreciate how it gets to be done that way.
No,
the guy won a Super Bowl. He never had losing seasons.
It's the language only, but he's out. You know, a lot of people think he's going to TV. I heard some people say, oh, Adam King asked me, think he goes to the Browns? No, because I don't think he's stupid. I don't think Mike Tomlin goes to the Browns. I think Mike Tomlin, if anything, does the Bill Cowher thing, is that he goes to TV, realizes that he's making a lot of money and not doing a ton of work, and pretty much stays there.
For his sake, and I know we just talked about this yesterday when it came to John Harbaugh, and you have a hard time ever understanding the minds of these football coaches, how they would want to run right back into it after a long stint like that. I hope for Mike Tomlin's sake that he does that too. Nothing would please me more than to not see him coach football for a while.
It was time to go. It's time for Aaron Rodgers to go. And by it does tickle me. It tickles me that the ayahuasca crap bag, the final pass he's going to throw in the National Football League is
ugly,
a pick six. That tickles me.
And you know what? Sometimes when I'm watching football, and again, like Sarah and Jack, they went off to bed well before this game was done. This game, it wasn't like you in the house where you got the Bears going on and you wanted Samantha and Kristen to watch it with
it
you.
It wasn't gripping television for them?
This was just Steelers, Texans. Sure, it's the NFL playoffs, but it's the last game. I didn't expect this one to have the kind of sauce that the ding-ding sauce that the other NFL games had so far. So I'm watching this and I get to the end, and the kid in me did try to jump out a little bit when the cameras are in tight and you're watching a Hall of Fame talent, a great player, be done, possibly. You know, I think most people generally believe that's it for Aaron Rodgers. And then the adult me wakes back up and he makes those comments about how, you know, comments about Mike Tomlin and all that.
I want to talk about that.
We'll do that.
Because when he opened up his mouth last night and the way that he ended things,
I know,
with the pick six and then sort of storming off in the press conference,
I know,
it could not be a more Aaron Rodgers exit than that. I'm going to talk about that and the moment that he actually made me laugh out loud during his press conference last night. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid westbound 270's off-ramp to eastbound 33 on the north outer belt that is closed due to an accident. And we've got about a five-minute delay due to construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Discover. Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, when you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Buckeye football season is over, right? It's never over. Coaching staff, comings and goings, transfer portal drama, and the latest from the world of recruiting. Keep it locked on your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Slight chance of showers as we go into the day, otherwise increasing clouds and highs in the upper 40s with breezy winds. For tonight, mostly cloudy with stray showers overnight and breezy winds continue with lows into the upper 30s. And then for Wednesday, we hit our high into the low 40s earlier in the day with chances of rain and snow throughout the day and very strong winds with gusts upwards of 30 miles per hour. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man is one soiled bed sheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. We got a jam-packed Tuesday girthy show.
I like a Tuesday. Tuesdays have become
like
fun.
You like a Tuesday?
I do like a Tuesday.
Yeah,
I'm wearing the, we talked about this, me and Joshua, this was a thing we got into last week because I had... Tuesday is usually, look, it's the day, we've talked about it before, Seinfeld's got his thing. Tuesday has no feel. It's just a day. You're past Monday already. You're not even to the middle of the week. It's just, what do you do on your Tuesdays to sort of spice life up a bit? And this was just random, but I got tickets for the show last week. That was a Tuesday night. Happened to be their opening night. And this, again, is random.
Tickets for what show?
I went to Back to the Future.
I understand that, but can I tell you something, Timmy?
I'm sorry.
Not everybody is listening.
All right, Johnny.
All the time.
I understand.
Welcome to broadcasting.
That was a... You don't have to do that.
I do.
Why did you say it like that?
I do.
Why do you have to say it like that? Like I've never done this before.
Because it sounded like you hadn't.
Well, then you can just throw it in.
Go.
That's what two people do together.
Go.
So I went to the Back to the Future musical, and that was a fun time. And tonight... randomly just purchased tickets for the Jackets game. So going to see the Jackets. First game with new head coach Rick Bonus. Didn't know that was going to be the case. But I found myself enjoying the night out on a Tuesday. It saves me from having to schedule something for a weekend day. And sometimes I feel like it's better to have your Saturday or Sunday not going out into the town when it's more crowded, when more people are trying to shop
things. That's right.
And having a Tuesday night to go downtown, there's no one there. Traffic is less. It's easier to get in and out.
You work a schedule that would allow that, though.
Sure.
You know, if
sure.
you worked an early morning shift,
mm-hmm.
then getting up on that Wednesday is a little bit tougher. Right.
But, that's true.
But you and I are bums.
we can sleep
a little
until 9 a.m.
That's right.
And so it'll be perfect tonight.
Speaking of bums, Aaron Rodgers probably finished up his NFL career. And yes, I take great joy in the fact that his final pass is going to be a pick six. And his final moment with the media as a player.
This brought it all back for me.
He won't shut his mouth because he's incapable of it. Was this in the post-game press conference where he was defending Mike Tomlin and... I don't know, for some reason, Matt LaFleur, his former head coach in Green Bay.
You know, when you hear a conversation about the Mike Tomlins of the world, Matt LaFleurs of the world, those are just two that kind of I've played for. And when I first got in the league, there wouldn't be conversation about whether those guys were on the hot seat, you know. But the way that the league is covered now, and the way that there's snap decisions and the validity given to the, you know, the Twitter experts and all the, you know, experts on TV now who make it seem like they know what the hell they're talking about. To me, that's an absolute joke. And for either of those two guys to be on the hot seat is really apropos of where we're at as a society and a league, because obviously Matt's done a lot of great things in Green Bay and we had a lot of success. Mike T has had more success than damn near anybody in the league, you know, for the last 19, 20 years. And more than that, though, when you have the right guy and the culture is right, you don't think about making a change.
I laughed out loud when I saw it. First of all, Aaron Rodgers talks like he started in 1950.
Back in my day, we didn't have hot seats.
What the hell are you talking about?
What league is he living
in? You stupid fool.
We can go back to the 1980s, buddy.
So that's number one.
And maybe there is some data that could back up the time that coaches are given. If you compiled everything through decade, that might ebb and flow. But yeah, let's not act like coaches have never been fired throughout the course of time.
Get the hell out of here. It's ridiculous. What's the old Jerry Glanville line?
NFL.
NFL stands for not for long.
Come on, man.
You're out of your damn mind.
It's just the fact that he had to be, again, as I said before the break, part of me, I was just a kid on my couch watching a great player. I'm almost trying to white noise myself for who Aaron Rodgers, the person, is. Because obviously I've read all the stories, heard all the stuff. I know who he is. I almost wish that I didn't get to know him as well as we do. He showed himself to us more than
he
I wanted to see.
His underbelly to you.
And it's a dirty underbelly.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's got mud and slop, and he's been in the slush, all that. But then he goes and does this press conference. And like you, it brought me right back. And instead of me kind of being misty-eyed to see a great player go off into the sunset, I said to myself,
you're out of your mind.
Good riddance.
Well, he's not going anywhere. His ego won't allow it. I mean, he's not going to play anymore because an NFL team doesn't want him. But he will still show up and be grumpy about everything. But what really got me to laugh was his comment about these Twitter experts. They think they know what they're talking about. They watch a little bit of football and they think they could criticize a guy like Mike Tomlin. Who the hell are they? They don't know anything. This is the same guy who makes the media rounds and wants to be an expert on immunization. It's a word that I can't say.
Thinks he knows everything about the Epstein files.
Like the lizard people.
He wants to throw everything out there when it has actually no basis.
He's got
no
facts behind it. A little bit of information, and he thinks he's an expert on every single subject in the world. This is a guy who was with the Jets, who had the gall to stand up and tell the media, the team, anybody who's going to listen, that this team's got to cut out the BS.
No distractions.
No more distractions. No more talking to the media. Hold on a second. I got to go on Rogan's podcast and talk about ayahuasca. You're out of your damn mind. I really think he's clueless. He's clueless at the optics when he talks.
Something got into his brain at some point. And again, there has not been, can you remember the last athlete that was that level of a talent, but that unlikable? Once in it, and it wasn't until a good solid decade into his career. I think maybe the first thing media started to uncover, there was some weird stuff going on with his family. Then people started to read into that, and you try not to like overstep. I mean,
yeah,
people's family
people
business
have problems
can be
with their family.
Yeah, no, that's
so
what I'm saying. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
At the
on
time,
that
it was, yeah. Well, are they like mooching off of
right,
him?
Right,
do they
right.
want something from him?
It's just you hear that and you're like, sure. Oh, that's too bad. You know, having issues with your close family where you guys can't be together. What's up with that? Like, who's at fault? Try not to pry too much. But then little by little, more stuff keeps coming out. And then you look back on it and you realize that this guy seems like the tough guy to be around. It really does. And I know he's got teammates and coaches that love him, but It's just the way that he has to be so prickly and so surly. You didn't even play. So the final part of that, the after it cut off for you, the exact way that he ended everything, he said, there was a quick follow-up that said, you know, what do you learn about Mike Tomlin? Or what do you learn from Mike Tomlin this season? Perfectly sane question to ask after he just stood up there and grandstanded for Tomlin.
Sounds like a softball.
Right?
Now you get to talk about how wonderful this guy is.
This is what he quickly responded to right before he was done for good. I've answered that a number of times. I've talked extensively about how I feel about Mike, and I just did in that effing answer. Thanks. And then he got up and
left. Thank you, buddy. Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
The F word was the third to last word he ever gave us at a press conference.
I love it. That's the way.
What a son of a bee.
That's the way that it should be.
Good. That's who he is.
Good.
That's who he is. It's just not like, oh, Peyton Manning's done playing football. I'm so sad now. This is not like Tom Brady, a great champion. You're a weird guy. He is weird, right? Yes. He is weird.
Yes, that's right.
We keep getting to see how weird he is. He's doing these Pizza Hut commercials, but I feel like he'd be like, can you imagine Tom Brady trying to eat a slice of that pizza that he's hawking?
His body would explode. It would be like Tyvus trying to eat one of those peppermint bark candies that I gave him.
Oh, my God.
He puts his tongue on. What's this taste like? It tastes like peppermint, you lunatic.
You've seen Dodgeball, right? I feel like it's Ben Stiller's character who runs the Globo Gym trying to eat a piece of that pizza. No, smacking himself when he gets too close to his lips. But
Aaron Rodgers takes the cake, man.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys, I actually did feel sad for and nostalgic when they were done, because for a 2-decade period of my life, you're watching them play football, it's spanning generations. I felt a little bit of sadness and fondness for the way they played the game. Aaron Rodgers, after a brief 2 minutes of fakeness when I'm watching the end of that game, no, none of it. I'm glad I hope he's done. I don't care to watch him play again.
He's finished. Whether he wants to be or not, the league will retire him. The Big Ten is working behind the scenes to significantly add playoff teams. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic on southbound 315 between 670 and West Broad Street. And there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by eBay. Imagine what you can find on eBay, like a rare hologram trading card that you've become totally obsessed with. Shiny like the designer handbag of your dreams, eBay has it. They even have the perfect parts that will fit your car. Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Oh, I got tickets to give away, Timmy.
Give them out, baby.
2 tickets to see Stavros.
Stavros. Yeah, funny guy.
Halkias. At Mershon Auditorium on Sunday, February 22nd. Stavros is bringing his dream boat tour to Columbus. Tickets are on sale now. To purchase, head to Ticketmaster.com. But you don't need to purchase if you win them here.
Right here.
So give me a number.
Caller number 7 is going to get these.
Caller number 7. 614-821-9710. Say hi to Stavros for me.
Did you see this, what the Big Ten is still trying to do?
Yeah, they want... They want 24 teams in this playoff.
What are we doing? Why can't we just come up with an idea? Put some thought into it. I feel like this is something that children do, right? Yeah. Isn't this what we try to teach our kids? Like, when you put your mind to it, if you have an idea or if you have a plan, commit to it. Like, some people's kids, they can't decide what sport to play, right? Or you jump into something and they want to get out of it like 2 weeks in and do something else. And you have to say, no,
you made
Johnny,
a commitment.
You're playing flag football for the duration of the fall. I don't care that you want to quit now. You made a commitment. There's a certain number of players on the roster. It's not fair to everybody else if you just all of a sudden are gone because this isn't the thing for you. You should have thought about that beforehand. Put more time, put more effort into what you're doing. This is the biggest left. This is one of the biggest things we have going in American sports right now. College football. The money that's being spent on it, the TV revenue, the TV dollars, the contracts, NIL, all of it. And we can't decide on this foray into an expanded playoff. We've had 10 years since it went to four to think about what we would do. We couldn't even sit for 1 year without tinkering the format when it came to giving, you know, teams a bye into the top four that didn't really deserve it. Now we still are talking about, should we have had James Madison and Tulane types of
teams?
Yes,
it's almost like this is what happens when you start something that's brand new.
We're talking about this, though.
There's going to be a time where you tinker with things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hopefully, you get it as perfect as you possibly can, because there's no such thing as perfection. And then once you've mastered 12, then perhaps you sit down and say, hey, how about we...
It's time.
Should we?
It's
at
time.
Least have that
yeah.
conversation. As opposed to, yeah, we haven't even figured out 12 yet because, you know, teams with byes are 1-7. And do we talk about doing home games in the quarterfinals? None of that. We're going to jump from that into a 24-team college football tournament. And that's what our dummies in the Big Ten want to do.
How long? And they should never move it from this because they have complete, total perfection. And we're both on record. This is ridiculous that they even think about it, but they are. The NCAA tournament, how long do you think they've been on their number? With the exception of just the addition of the four. The field the that they're the, pretty
you're
much
not,
at.
You're not counting that.
1985 is when they moved to 64 teams.
Are you saying this sucker is nuclear?
Yeah, I'm saying this sucker is 64 teams, 68 teams, and they shouldn't tinker with it some more, but it looks like they might because they're stupid. With college football, you are right. Why wouldn't they just let this breathe a little bit? The number of 12 is a perfectly sane number to have. You're not going to get a whole lot more teams.
Is not.
Right. Like, but if you had Notre Dame, for me, and I think for most people, it would have been nice to have a team that hot that had won 10 straight games in the field. I don't like what they did afterwards by taking my ball and going home. We're not going to play in a Pop-Tarts Bowl because that's beneath us. You didn't get in, you didn't get in. But it would have been nice to have them or a BYU in. Beyond that, there's really nobody else that deserved it or needed to be in this party. So the fact that, and I love this. So we heard the idea that 24 was a Big Ten thing, maybe a Tony Petitti thing. So now what ESPN's Heather Dinich is reporting is there's behind-the-scenes negotiations currently taking place. The deadline for a new format is less than a couple weeks away. It's coming up on January 23rd. And according to Heather, the Big Ten is willing to accept the SEC's proposal for a 16-team field that would take effect next year in 2026 for this college football season for the playoff that ends January 27 on the condition that the SEC commits to the 24-team format after a few years and talk to the roommate, and the roommate's into it too. So apparently they like that idea.
SEC
is the word behind the scenes.
Gets their way initially. Mm-hmm. And then eventually the Big Ten will get their way with the 24 teams. Now, I mean, you have to reconfigure the entire concept of your season. If we're talking about a 24-team playoff, the conference championship games would go away or they would be folded into the new playoff system.
Right.
Are
right.
we still doing...
Maybe you have a championship game, but it's part
well, whatever. I mean, the notion of automatic bids... That goes away.
Right. Well, no, you wouldn't want to have a championship game be part of a playoff round because that wouldn't make any sense to have your second best team in your conference zapped right there at the beginning in a big time game.
Well, I know. So that's what that would make no sense. Conference championship games would have to go away.
They'd
completely
have to rethink it all. Yeah. So you could have like the 1 versus 24 or some kind of, I'm sure there would still be a bye type of system, but I don't want anybody to have more than 1 week bye. That, I think, for continuity, for better gameplay, we've seen too many of the teams now that have been sitting ice cold get completely blitzed by doing that. I like this.
I don't want bowl games associated with this either. If you want to get down to the last two weekends, get down to the end and then incorporate some of the bowls and you sort of move it around like they do with the Super Bowl, that's fine.
Home site, if you're gonna be, I can't even believe we're even talking about this.
You have to do home site. You have to.
I think FCS is at 24, so maybe that's the one justification they have, is it aligns with the other college football playoff system that's always been going on and been quite fun under the radar. It's just that there aren't that many Americans that pay attention to that outside of, you know, Villanova's really good. JMU was in that division not long ago. And then Montana and Montana State, schools like that out west that Bo Bishop knows all about. But Dinich added that Greg Sankey, that's the SEC commish, previously opposed the Big Ten's proposal, but he's open to the 24-team format, provided it doesn't involve automatic bids. Oh, yeah. Greg, I think you're fine. The entire top 25 is making this field. I don't think you need to worry about automatic bids. No, those can go bye-bye. If there's a Tulane or JMU type that is ranked 22nd or 23rd, good news, they're in. They sneak into the end of the field.
All right. Again, you know, you talk about the FCS level. Their playoff system is successful, A, because they don't have to, shut down an entire city when teams go in there and play.
Oh, it happens under everybody's noses for the most part.
Right. I mean, they're able to go in and you have, 5,000 people there, whatever right. the hell it is.
Unless,
and I'm not minimizing
unless
that.
Unless you're in Montana, everyone knows about it there. They don't have any FBS programs. They don't, right? In the whole
FBS?
State?
FBS? No.
No. I mean, Wyoming has Wyoming. I think that's the only one in that state. But yeah, Montana and Montana State, big football
so
programs. They know. They
logistical
care.
Differences. And look, I understand. It could work as long as you are not beholden to appeasing existing bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
The FCS doesn't have that problem.
No.
They don't have to worry about the Birmingham Bowl.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't exist for them. And that's okay if you want to get rid of all
and
those
you know
bowls.
What?
That's fine.
We don't either. We really don't. We just
I
have
understand.
To, we have to stop caring so much
but I can
to want to appease
them
those guys.
Incorporating bowl games into this format, into this 24-team or 16-team format.
I can too, but
and it will be a disaster.
The whole reason you would go to this is to have more of the home site games, at least for guys like you and me. And I think for most college football fans, you'd want to have home site games pretty much going to the semifinals. I think the semifinals, those three games, wouldn't you think? Those three games at the end.
Look, if we're gonna, it's almost
only
like
ones you would have to do.
We're
with a
trying
bowl game.
To build a house without really building the foundation yet. We're talking about how we're going to style the primary bedroom before we've even put studs up.
Primary bedroom. Yep.
Yeah, I understand. It's not master bedroom anymore.
Oh, no.
That's like Indian style.
Martha Stewart.
That's gone too.
Yeah.
Crisscross applesauce. Uh
huh.
What was I saying?
We're building up the primary bedroom.
You're picking out curtains before you put studs in the wall. God. You have to build that foundation. And it's about more than just a playoff. It's about getting all of these conferences on the same page when it comes to rules and enforcement and officiating and scheduling. God forbid we put together some sort of centralized scheduling that makes sense. Where people have to play a tier program.
I'm confident that we'll screw this up for another 10 years or so. Very confident.
Oh, I'm confident
yeah,
that
before it starts
college sports is going to be screwed up for a long time,
yeah,
buddy.
Maybe 20 years before it starts to settle in and we've adjusted to this pay-for-play type of deal where it is semi-professional sports here. It's a good farm system for the NBA and the NFL at this point.
We got some new audio from Bjorky today. Timmy will share it with you as we go inside the Buckeyes coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a bit of a slowdown on eastbound 670 going from Cleveland Avenue to 71. And there's just a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Jackets are back at Nationwide for a battle with the Flames. Live fan coverage starts Tuesday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
Do you suffer? Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy, it's almost Football Friday.
Did I mean, we got the playoffs still.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
I mean, it's Tuesday, too, but it's almost Football Friday.
Evil
Bald
you know
Collins
it.
Says he schedules that on a Tuesday just to piss me off. And congratulations. It works every
does
time.
He?
Yes, he does.
You would rather hear that beginning on a Wednesday.
I would say Thursday.
Just Thursday?
A Thursday.
Almost Football Friday.
Almost Football Friday.
But then we'd probably forget, and then it would wind up being in the rotator at like 6 in the morning on Friday. Then we'd have that happening.
You got some news for us?
Do I have some news?
You got some Buckeye news for us?
Well, I got a lot of stuff to tell you about with the Buckeyes. Let's go!
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
I got a lot of good clips from our well-rounded 33-minute chat with the head honcho for Ohio State Athletics. This is a guy that everybody wants to hear from right now, Ross Bjork. This will be available on all of our platforms
soon. I didn't chat with him.
No.
Adam, he's ducking me.
I did, and the king.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he won't answer my tough questions.
Well, and since we just did this today, I know you and I have talked about having, you know, different types of guests, and not just Ross Bjork, but all sorts of guests that we would love to chat with for an hour or so in studio. I said a couple months down the road, maybe when the basketball season is coming to a head in March, it'd be a good time to pop back in, talk with us. He was cool about it. I even had a little joke for him about grass, and he kind of like punted that one right away.
He can punt it all he wants.
I said about the patch. I said, I got an idea for the patches. We get a Scots patch on the jersey, which he's all about, by the way. Some people don't like that. I actually agree with it. To get extra revenue. Every sport is going that way now. The NBA is.
You got a patch on the jersey. It's called Nike.
You do.
I'm just saying. This
you get one on the other side.
Advertising has no place on our apparel.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up.
And it's
we've
not
had
gonna,
it for years.
It's not going to be like a NASCAR jersey. Don't get me wrong. But you're going to go into that foray. You're going to do it.
You go out and you win me a national championship. You can look like Dick Trickle.
Look with like his, John
with his,
Daly's
with
golf
his
shirt.
Jumpsuit on. I don't care. That's right. I don't care.
JD, who took the golf sponsorship shirt to a new level. It used to just be crest here, then maybe a second chest.
Les Wexner's face on the crotch.
We do sleeve, back, collar, all that. So I said, Ross.
He says?
I said to the guy, I says to him, Scott's patch and then grass field. Ooh, perfect. And he was like, hey, and then Scotts can pay for a new one every time there's a concert. That's what he said back to me. I was like, you son of a gun. You really aren't going to do this, are you? So let me give you a good clean Buckeye, and then we'll get back to the Ross Bjork stuff. We'll play the clips. How about, have you seen Jelani Cambridge, women's basketball player? She's a super sophomore.
I've seen her.
She's fantastic. She is like the second coming of a Kelsey Mitchell type.
They're doing some stuff over there.
They're doing some work over there.
Drunky McDrunk's got himself a pretty good team.
They're good. She's averaging over 21 a game, 6 boards and 4 assists with a 51% field goal percentage. That's efficient. She's dynamic. She's a playmaker. She's a shot maker. A do-it-all type of player. Listen to the last 2 games. Both victories. On the road at Illinois, 78-69 win. 41 points. My God. 6 boards. 6 dimes, 2 steals. Then the win at Top 10 Maryland the other day, 89-76 come from behind. 28 points, 9 boards, 8 dimes, 2 steals. My goodness, what a talent. They're 15-2. Only losses were to top-ranked UConn, top-5 UCLA. They've got some games coming up that are definitely winnable. Penn State at home tomorrow. Neutral site game on the holiday Monday versus TCU. Home next Thursday, the 22nd versus Indiana. All right. Ross Bjork, athletics director in the house. It's all about NIL. It's all about what's being done in the transfer portal. Before maybe a couple days ago, it's like we got a pipeline to Alabama now. Some transfer guys are starting to come in a little bit. He feels good about the NIL approach, and more importantly, it's doing it the right way. I know it's hard to find a determination on what that means with the lack of rules.
I know we're being extremely aggressive in the portal, in the retention, in the money, in the sponsorship, in support from the community. We have an amazing apparatus here, and it's being very well equipped, very well supported. And then Mark Pantone and Logan Hiddle and Coach Day and all of our staff, we sit down and say, okay, these are the negotiation points that we make. And then the athlete decides, do I want to come there or not? They decide. We can't force anybody. We can't make anybody. Or they say, you know what, I can get more value over here. And we say, okay, great.
I would love to see a T-shirt, an Ohio State T-shirt with the Block O logo that simply says underneath it, amazing apparatus.
Trademark that. That is a Ross
Bjork
term.
We have an amazing apparatus here. Yes, you do. Let's go.
Show me where the apparatus is.
Oh, there's the special apparatus room in there.
All right, so I had to pop the question. A lot of people have been asking questions about our NIL setup and how it is funneled through Learfield. Remember you got that press release last year that said they were going to basically take over what the collectives are doing. Some people are concerned that schools with just collectives now can run willy-nilly and do more than what Ohio State is doing. Ross says, we're doing everything that we want to do right now. He explained.
Our collectives are up and running. They're able to actually submit deals through the College Sports Commission. Those have been approved. So we are using our collective. The individuals involved in our collectives are still at the table. We have an advisory group. They're still helping us generate resources, whether it's sponsors, whether it's donors. So our collectives are still up and running. Are they interacting directly with the athlete anymore? Not so much, because that's Mark Pantone's job. That's Logan Hiddle's job.
So that's been a point of contention, but he's trying to smooth that one over. Now, how about the state of the men's basketball program? I try to come in there and say, Ross, I know you hear this stuff, but me being kind of another mouthpiece for the basketball fans and the program, there's a lot of angst, a lot of anxiety that maybe 3 years could turn into 4 years with no tournament. Your take on things, what's going on with hoops over there?
You know, look, we signed an unbelievable player, right, in Anthony Thompson, right? We got another commitment in the next class. We're doing really well, but resources, right, we need to continue to find more. And we're giving basketball, you know, as much as we can. We need to have a great atmosphere in the Schottenstein Center. And right now, again, back to the consistency, we're not consistent there, right? So those are all the things that we're working on. We're working with coach on a constant basis because we want to be competitive. That's important. We're good in a lot of sports.
You know, and outside of me trying to get into a back and forth with him about you got the arena issue, which you can't really change.
I don't want to. I don't want to hear about
some
that
time.
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Seats
because
in there.
It's everybody's damn fault except for, you know, the people who run these teams. Oh, we don't have enough money, so that's the problem. Oh, the arena is not good enough, mm-hmm. So that's the problem. You just talked to me about the class that you signed. So clearly the arena and the atmosphere is not an issue there in going out and getting
with
talent.
Getting a guy like Anthony Thompson.
Now,
but then it's one thing to get that talent. Then you've got to have the coach and the rest of the roster in place to go and win to bring the people back.
That talent and keep that talent.
And that is a big TBD at this point. Just 2 years, not even two full seasons into Jake Diebler's run, which, you know, he's going to back his guy and back his decision, but
that's fine.
It's a
I'm just tired of hearing
to be
about,
seen.
Oh, we got more resources. All right. Where can people find that interview, Timmy?
That's going to be up. That's going to be available on 10TV and the Fan's YouTube page. If not now already, which I haven't Googled, it will be very, very shortly.
Soon.
Very soon.
Soon? Not up yet?
Very soon.
Jen
can tell us.
Doing good, Mike.
All right. Coming up next. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters. She knows all the gossip. What's going on behind the scenes here at the Fan. And she's got something planned. She's waving her terrible towel in there, too. She's very excited Mike Tomlin got the X.
Happy about Aaron being done.
And that, too. She's got something planned for you, I think.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minute hold up on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And there's a small delay if you're on eastbound 70 on that east side, going from Livingston Avenue to 33. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through January 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Jacob. In NFL news, longtime Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin will reportedly step away from the team after a 19-year run. His decision comes less than 24 hours after the Steelers' 30-6 loss against the Houston Texans in the wildcard round. For the Jackets, new head coach Rick Bowness will be on the sidelines tonight for the CBJ as they host the Calgary Flames at 7 p.m. Coverage begins right here on The Fan at 6:30. And then in college football, coaches voted unanimously today to adjust the redshirt rule to allow players to participate in up to 9 games while preserving a full year's eligibility in the sport. The previous rule allowed players to participate in up to 4 regular season games plus any playoff games and still maintain their redshirt. This update was sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. This new year, don't set a goal without a clear course to results. Drop weight your first week and every week. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Clear?
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. You know who else is our friend? Jen Winters. Because it's time for See You Next Tuesday.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba
Here she is. She's got her terrible towel with her because she's a self-loathing Stiller fan.
What a day to be alive.
And even though your team lost last night.
What a day. God, I'm so happy.
It looks like Aaron Rodgers is gone and you were never a fan of his. And you thought it was time for Mike Tomlin.
Oh, 7 years ago it was time for him to go bye-bye.
And now it looks like you're going to get a fresh start.
I know. And then you know what else would be great? Let all the free agents walk away. Let all of the other coaches get fired. Burn it to the ground.
I'll look at you.
And I'll give it 4 to 5 years. Because I sat through this much time to get to this point, give it 4 to 5 years and I'll be okay.
I'm just fascinated. I can't think of too many other like fan bases in the NFL that would have some that are gleeful on a day like this
She definitely is,
but I understand it for the Steelers and how there could be more like you because of the way things have been. TJ Watt does not want a single playoff game
as good as he is. As a pro. And the thing is I hear from the Browns fans all the time, oh, must be so hard to have a coach with a winning season and then, you know, you make it to the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm sorry.
You have standards.
I have standards. I need double-digit wins for every season. I need to make it at least past the first weekend of the playoffs. I mean, it's like the Holtman era here. They didn't even make it to the second weekend.
Yeah, there's something to say, Jen.
Disgusting.
I'll back you a little bit on that about how you might not be the Browns, but living in that...
You're used to
living in that 7 to 9 win land of mediocrity.
It's gross.
That can be just as excruciating.
Halfway through the draft.
Yeah, you never get a good draft pick.
You never get better draft picks. Yep. And it's just like, yeah, I know Browns fans. I get it. You have a crappy ownership.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Of course.
But I'm used to better things. And so I will take the time that it needs to take to build it back to where it needs to be. But I'm so happy right now. And I'm so happy that the last time that Aaron Rodgers stood on that field, he threw a pick six because he's the worst.
Now, this will be, with this hire, the fourth head coach
in my lifetime
since 1969 with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Which
to put that in perspective, the Jackets have had four head coaches in the past 2 years.
That's a hell of a perspective.
I love that for them.
Wow. Oh, man.
Four head coaches since 1969.
That last guy in that line was your guy. We told the story about Chuck Knoll being at Mikey's wedding.
He was at Mikey's wedding. That's so awesome. Yep.
I mean, he wasn't invited to the wedding, but he was there on the balcony when the wedding was occurring.
I mean, I had my terrible towel with me when I got married. It would be even better if it was.
Did you?
Who's the broadcaster on the terrible towel? Whose thing was that?
Myron Cope.
And he died a long time ago, right?
He died probably about 10 years ago, maybe, but Tito was at the game last night.
Did you hear this?
Tito went to the game, and then he was on Morning Juice this morning.
What is wrong with him? And is he an adult?
He was texting me, and because he had to get that little dig in, he sent me the full introduction of Aaron Rodgers as he runs out onto the field. I just replied with a middle finger emoji. And then he sent me other cool pictures and stuff through the night. But I can't believe.
You're bearing the lead. The fact that he went to the game and didn't take today off.
He was
Ric Flair
at 6 a.m.
He didn't sleep.
He got like an hour of sleep, if even.
No, he didn't sleep.
How are you getting an hour of sleep?
I don't know.
Maybe coming back at 12:30 or 1.
Tito, by the way, as much as it annoys a lot of people, he took the out that he should take, which is your team moved away.
Yes.
He was a Browns fan.
He was a Browns fan. And then the team moved away. And he said, sayonara.
And he said, no, you moved. You left me. I'm not waiting for your new crap to come in.
No.
I'm going to jump ship. Now, I'm surprised that he jumped to the Steelers.
I love that for him, though.
You would think that would be a non-starter for him.
But, yeah.
And just to bother Browns fans, he calls the Ravens the real Browns.
I sometimes do that, too, and I think
that's funny. You're such a troll.
People hate me, and
speaking of trolley, what is going on behind the scenes here at The Fan?
Well, so I know that you got to go see Back to the Future, right?
Yeah, the musical.
The musical last Tuesday. As part of the Broadway in Columbus. And thank you for forwarding over Jim from Kappa.
I got you Jim's contact because their next production coming up is, I think, Les Mis.
Which you have never seen.
No, I've not.
So I've had a discussion with Tyler, our digital operations dude. And I sent over a sort of proposal to Jim. And I would like it if we could get you to a handful of musicals and plays through the Broadway and Columbus series, because I think it's awesome that you go to get cultured. And since you've never seen Les Mis, I've seen Les Mis in London. I've seen Les Mis here.
Oh, wow.
Look at you in London.
Look at you.
I mean, it's so good.
Stepping up that cultural ladder.
You know that I'm a thespian, don't you?
No, you are.
A thespian?
That's right. Yeah, a thespian.
You're something.
That's your thing.
You are something.
Anyway.
So he's going to be our musical correspondent?
I would like it if we could get you to become the musical correspondent for the radio station.
Oh, I love a good show.
And honestly, the production of Les Mis is absolutely amazing.
Dean Evason's got nothing going on.
I know. I'm so excited.
He's a big musical guy.
Dean likes the musicals.
Oh, he's big. Oh. He's a lavish Broadway.
He loves Broadway.
Oh, he loves a lavish Broadway musical.
I don't think he's a Cats guy.
Guys and Dolls?
Hamilton?
Sure. I saw Hamilton.
Cats, I think, is gone. Isn't it gone?
Cats is done. Cats run ended.
Hamilton's still on Broadway.
I saw Hamilton. Growing up in Northern Virginia, I was disappointed in myself. I never got to a show at the Kennedy Center. Finally did that and saw Hamilton there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And it wasn't the A-Team. That was still the traveling tour.
Right, but still.
But it was still a very, very neat environment, very cool place to see the show.
I have only seen the movie on Disney, so...
They did a good job doing that. They did a good job. I know the production you're talking about. They took that from, I think, three different live shows.
Yeah.
And then spliced it all together. But that was a cool look.
It's fun. But no, I think having you, and then maybe we can get some behind the scenes just to see how all of that comes together.
Oh, I would love that.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Was Hugh Jackman in the Broadway Les Mis?
I know he was in the movie, and I think Anne Hathaway was as well.
Right. Wasn't Liam Neeson in the movie?
He probably was.
I think so.
How many movies they did? They did another one before, right?
Did they? I thought they've only done one.
Liam and Hugh?
Liam's Neeson's?
Who are you with?
Hugh's a great singer.
He is a good
underrated singer. He did The Greatest Showman.
You know,
Disney
toured here, right?
Movie with Zac Efron.
I know you like the Zac Efron.
Oh, those are two guys. I was like, whoa.
He played the Schottenstein singer.
Can I be the baby oil correspondent for Zac Efron?
I think I'm more on Team Hugh than Zac.
Moron?
Yeah.
And he's dating a Broadway star, Sutton Foster.
Slutton Foster?
Sutton. Anyway.
Sleuth?
Sutton Farms?
Also, I want to promote a video that I'm going to put on. I know it's not your show, but it's fine. It's like an extension of your show. It's from T-Bone and Tyvus from this morning.
By the way, they love that description.
I know.
So you're just an extension of Man
and
Timmy, right?
It's their own show, right? But you guys are one. I consider you one. They talked about this morning with Dean Evason's untimely demise. He called in at Christmas time. And they were doing the list, and it was their favorite Christmas movies. And so Dylan, giving Dean a heads up as to what they were talking about, prepped him on that. Dean says, you know, I don't give a flying you know what about that. But he didn't have the chance. Dylan didn't have the chance to tell T-Bone about it. And so T-Bone begins a segment with, hey, Dean, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Good.
Bad Santa. Next.
So I'm going to put it, and I want everybody out there to know that not only do we have our main YouTube channel, but each show has their own channel on YouTube under the fans umbrella. So I'm going to be posting that on the T-Bone and Tyvus channel. Stick around and look out, because we're going to be putting more videos like that under everyone's channel, especially this show here.
Thank you, Jenny.
Because you guys like to talk about things that aren't like Ohio State.
And
I'll see you next Tuesday. I love you.
All right.
Yay.
College athletes are making NIL money, but not as much as they could make. Details next. Microphone square. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And a couple-minute delay on eastbound 33 going from 270 to Hamilton Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by eBay. Imagine what you can find on eBay. Like a rare hologram trading card that you've become totally obsessed with. Shiny like the designer handbag of your dreams. eBay has it. They even have the perfect parts that will fit your car. Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Guys are back at the shot for a Big Ten battle with UCLA.
And yes, that still sounds weird.
Live fan coverage starts Saturday at noon with the Tip at 1.
Every game, every season. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies are expected here tonight as temperatures will be into the lower 40s. We're also tracking a few scattered showers arriving here overnight into our Wednesday morning. But as colder air moves in, we're going to see rain showers turning to snow showers here for your Wednesday afternoon with temperatures into the 30s. And then looking ahead to much colder air here for Thursday with highs in the 20s. And already tracking our next chance of snow arriving here for Friday with highs in the 30s before we see some much colder conditions here heading into the weekend. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
Happy Tuesday. Rapid fire coming up at 4:30. Game show at 5:30. Timmy has promised us Field of Dreams trivia.
I have, and that's what you're going to get. You're going to get it. A little Field of Dreams quiz. We're going to see if Mikey can get them all at 5:30.
What did I tease for
We're talking about college sports still.
Here we go.
That's made and NIL deals.
So NIL is very lucrative. However, I saw this story in the AP today. The College Sports Commission has rejected nearly $15 million in name, image, and likeness agreements since it started evaluating them over the summer. Representing more than 10% of the value of all the deals, it's analyzed and closed. The CSC released its latest stats Monday, saying it did not clear 524 deals worth $14.94 million, while clearing 17,321 deals worth $127.21 million. All the data was current as of January 1st.
Okay, so, Teddy, do you still have my SISM on? Because I've got a couple of leftover clips from the Bjork interview, which I did already see being played on 10TV, so that should be a sign of it going to YouTube soon under 10TV and the Fans' umbrellas. But before I play this clip, this is kind of along the subject that we got into a little bit for part of the chat. This might be one of the first signs of rules, right? For which there are hardly any. But the whole idea of the College Sports Commission, and I think the reason that Ohio State wanted to set things up under the Learfield umbrella is because they were trying to get ahead, get an advance on if they were going to put some stops to the collectives in general. But we haven't quite reached that point in time yet,
Probably, even though they
see it coming. But with this, we remember talking about this a year ago, too. The whole purpose is to make sure that a deal is valid. Anything that's over $600 had to go through this, as you said there. And if they found X amount of deals that were totaling around, what was the number, $15 million in value?
$14.94 million, 524 individual deals were denied.
So that's a lot of paper deals that a committee took a look at and said, yeah, this doesn't seem to add up. This doesn't seem like a true fair market deal. It seems like someone is just trying to give you extra money. Now, should that be a thing that is allowed? That's a discussion to be had, too. This was Ross Bjork talking about a common frustration with this climate in college sports right now.
So any time and every time that we've governed the money and the benefits and we restrict the environment, we catch ourselves really in an antitrust environment. We didn't adapt to NIL. We didn't adapt to technology. We didn't adapt to a video game looking like Ed O'Bannon. Wait a second. That looks like me on that.
You know, that was the video game that kind of helped lead us to where we are. Ed O'Bannon, certainly a pioneer for all of these college athletes that are even out here able to enjoy a few extra bucks today by making sure that, you know, the name, image, and likeness on that college basketball video game. He absolutely is. No, I mean, that's a good way of putting it. He absolutely is for where they are. But Ross went on about that a little bit and spoke for a few minutes about just restricting money, which definitely alludes to, yeah, we've got this budget now that came from the House settlement.
$20 million.
Yeah, about $20 million.
And not all of that. That has to be allocated certain ways.
You can put almost all of it to football if you want, you know? Like, you can put...
Can they, though? I thought there were rules on what you could use.
That, see, I'd like to hear Ross speak more about that, because he started to discuss what some of the SEC schools are starting to do, even SEC schools that have been pretty damn good in basketball. But if you've got collectives that are funding that, and you're wanting to throw your entire $20 million, or maybe as much as you can, without raising eyebrows and getting people talking about, like, I can't believe you're not paying any of your other athletes anything at all from that budget. But the way I see it is you can use almost all of that the way that you want. Like, you're not going to have all the Olympic sports athletes that aren't generating any income getting even close to the same as what football players and men's basketball players are, or some of the most popular women's basketball players. I think everybody understands that. But the idea that whenever you do try to restrict, like, what is fair open market value? You know, should we have a CFC that's the judge and jury about a deal? If I need some extra cash because I'm worthy of it, if I'm one of the best athletes in the country, who's to say that that stops at $2 million or $3 million or $4 million for that matter? Like, in this country, aren't you worth what someone is willing to pay for you? And who puts a stop to that? What that's why you and I, we talk about there has to be a larger umbrella that can handle scheduling, that can handle all these other issues.
But even in society,
and not a salary cap,
we have rules about where money comes from.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's true too.
It's, you know, in some place, can you prove this money is not laundered?
True.
Can you prove that you're not getting this money from a criminal organization?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying all of these deals that were denied was because the mafioso in the local towns were handing out paychecks, but isn't that something we should be looking at?
Yeah. Yeah. But say you have a moderately successful, let's use the car dealership model. There's a bunch of car dealerships in big towns all across America that it's still a business.
Well, that's right. I don't think those deals are getting denied, though.
Right. But that's, I guess, when you're talking about, like, what kind of work is done for the money, isn't that up to the business owner to decide? What if I don't need employee X to do anything for me outside of a 30-second read once a month? And you can come in and knock that out in 2 minutes. I don't need you to come do appearances at my place. I'm not seeking that. I just care about you being in our town, being in our community, having your name, image, and likeness available to me to try to sell cars. I don't need you to do anything else for me. I just need access to you. And should I not be allowed to pay as much as I see fit for what that's worth to me? Now, I'm not saying, like, you're going to see on their bottom line that you're going to get that all back. But
now the other side of that, though, is
that not your choice?
Like Mark Cuban is doing this. He's just cutting a check to the university,
to the athletics,
or whatever the hell their collective is.
Yeah.
You know, and then
you guys decide.
Spread around.
Yes. Use it as you see fit. I love Indiana Athletics. You're probably going to put this mostly to football. Same deal with the Kansas mega booster. He stroked a $300 million check. You know, it's crazy. Crazy amount of money.
$300 million. Can you imagine?
Yeah. That's why, again,
just writing that check.
That's why, again, like, don't just look at Indiana and say, oh, they're getting all this money. Like, they should be doing this.
No, that's a dumb take.
You still got to get your players. You still got to coach them. You still got to put the roster together. You can pay a lot, but, you know, like in every sports league, you can pay a lot, but guys can still suck. You know, they can still be past their prime. It can still be a bust. It could still be a bad deal. All those things can still happen.
Sergei Fedorov had his number 91 retired in Detroit last night.
Ah, Sergei.
He also said it was a mistake to ever leave. We feel the same, Sergei. Although he didn't come directly here. He went to, was it Anaheim first?
Yeah, I'm pulling his.
And was crappy there and then came here to be extra crappy. But do you know back in the day, Sergei used to have a van dealership?
I do. I remember.
Town? You know, maybe they're involved with some NIL now.
Hello, this is Sergei Fedorov. I want you to come to my van dealership. You want white van?
Нет problem.
That's Russian for no problem. You want blue van?
Нет problem.
You want van that look like ice cream truck?
Нет problem.
I put you in good ride. You put on sunglasses, cruise around the new Sergei van. The 16-year-old Zarkisha, that is girls in my country, will be throwing themselves at you. They say, take me to America. My father is drunk. I have no blanket to sleep. I am tired of being beaten and sleep on cold concrete floor. My brother has cleft palate and I need to pay for operation. Anyway, no credit for you, no down payment, not old enough to drive?
Нет problem!
The first 5 people to mention the commercial get one of my teeth
for free!
Remember, when you think van, think Sergei!
Sergei Fedorov is in no way advocating the kidnapping of middle school-aged girls. What you do in your van is your business. Sergei Fedorov is not responsible for any legal fees or criminal charges you acquire when using your van. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
Sergei didn't kidnap the middle school girls. They willingly went with him. I mean, how old was Anna Kournikova when they got together?
Probably pretty young.
She wasn't of legal age.
Pretty young. I like the shout out to Fedor's cleft lip there.
Mm-hmm. rapid fire in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a bit of a slowdown on southbound 71 on that north side from 670 to East Broad Street. And you're going to hit another delay if you're on southbound 315 from 670 to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Discover. Guess what? Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. We get things started with T-Bone and Tyvus. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Boone Jenner, Jackets captain, will join the program at 8:30. Jackets and Calgary tonight. Hopefully talking about a victory for Ricky Bonus's new job.
Hope so. Yeah, hope so.
I have some thoughts on that, but remind me to come back to that. Bishop and Friends, Jake Trotter from ESPN, will join the boys at 10:30. Adam Schefter, he's grumpy. He'll be on with Rothman and Ice at 12:30 tomorrow. And on this show tomorrow, Leather Jacket Time with 10 TV's Nicole Sheeran and a second appearance in 1 week. It's true. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. But the big thing that Rimmer dropped on us, just sort of off the cuff yesterday, is that he's coming back into town and he's doing a game on TV. He's kicking Mirzi out of the booth.
Kicking him straight out. Say, get out.
And he's
not doing it together.
And knowing Rimmer, he's not going to give that seat back.
You're going to have to take this microphone from my cold, dead fingers.
It's going
to
be like when dead hand.
Ray Lewis, remember when he took that mic from Jim Nance and Jim ripped it right back when he was doing a Super Bowl stage interview? I'll never forget that. He's like, you are not taking this microphone from me.
Rapid fire.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy. Rapid Fire number one.
The Raiders and the Jets have the first two picks in the NFL draft and are expected to select a quarterback. If you were a top quarterback, which team would you rather play for?
Now,
dear God.
Obviously, both of these are terrible situations, and they're bad, and that's why they have picks one and two in the draft. However, I would pick the Raiders. There's not going to be as much attention on you as there would be in the New York market. Plus, regardless of what you think or what I think about Tom Brady, he's heavily involved there. And if I can learn from someone, I want to learn from the greatest quarterback of all time and his disgustingly sunken in face. So that would be my choice, Raiders.
I think I will side with you for that good point that you make about Tom Brady. And I do miss not having a guy of Garrett Wilson's caliber as far as a wide receiver goes for L.A. Or for Vegas, I'm sorry. You're looking at Trey Tucker led them in receiving. Jacoby Myers. I'm not even sure if they traded Jacoby Myers at the deadline.
He got traded, yeah.
Yeah, he was out of there. You do have one of the best tight ends in football in Brock Bowers.
Yes.
So I like that. I like the fact that you've got Ashton Jeanty. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a nucleus. If I... Fernando Mendoza type, whatever, consider myself to be a baller. I got Jeanty. I got a tight end. If we go out and get a splash wide receiver, then maybe we can start to cook. Brand new stadium in Vegas. Yeah, I'll go there.
Rapid fire number two.
John Harbaugh said he was going to narrow in on 3 to 4 of the open coaching positions before deciding on one of them. Of the 9 open jobs, which ones would you put in your top 3?
Well, can I put Baltimore in the top 3, even though he's clearly not going to Baltimore?
Yeah, it's for you.
It's for me. It's not for John Harbaugh.
That's right.
All right. Baltimore. I'll put the Steelers in there, not because I think they're going to be ready to win soon, but because that is an ownership group that has proven to be patient.
Of course.
And I think that they understand you have to sort of get it down to the studs and rebuild over there. So I'll do Ravens and Steelers and...
See, for the same.
Dolphins.
I've got Atlanta. The only difference I would say is Atlanta, I like the way they are run on a multitude of levels. We've talked about how they treat their fans down there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yes.
It's otherworldly what they do to give their fans a break on some of the concessions down there. And I think when you look at the fact you got Michael Penix Jr.
Is that a plus, though?
Still kind of... It, to be determined. I like what I've seen in a short sample with his arm strength.
Like, I want to go someplace, if I'm a coach, I want to go someplace and start from scratch.
And start with nothing?
I don't want to inherit a Cam Ward. I don't want to inherit a Michael Penix. Because ultimately, it wasn't my decision to go out and get those guys. Same thing with Kyler Murray in Arizona. I don't want him.
Are you dead set when you say Baltimore, though, that you want to move on from Lamar Jackson?
No, not at all. Lamar's the exception. Yeah. I think he needs to get motivated. I think that maybe he needs to go back and put on about 5-10 pounds of muscle and rededicate himself. But, I mean, he's an MVP player, and he's not 100 years old.
Well, it's why I put Atlanta at third. But I think when you look at these other situations, there's no quarterback situations at all, which... you will get to be a part of the drafting decision, whether you are Vegas, possibly Cleveland, Miami. The Giants seem to have their table set. I'm not sure how I feel about Jackson Dart. I feel like I'm a little bit more ahead with a guy like Michael Penix. And if he's not good in 2 years, then we move on from him.
Rapid fire number three.
Of the eight remaining NFL playoff teams, which one do you think has the least chance of winning the Super Bowl?
I hate to say it, but I think it might be the 49ers. They're going to Seattle. I think they're the biggest long shot this round. I love the Texans' defense, and with them overwhelmingly having the best defense in football right now, I think it gives them a good shot in any game they walk into.
I think my answer is going to surprise
you. I think the Niners going to Seattle might be tough for them.
I'm going to go with the team that got the first round bye in the AFC. I'm not a big believer in the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
I'm not. I mean, I think that in a couple of years, perhaps they can get to that point. But I know, regular season record aside, I don't see them even winning this weekend.
You need to have some Bills. You need to have some faith in a guy like Bo Nix, and you're not sure he's done it in a lot of big enough spots.
Rapid fire number four.
What do you have more faith in happening this year? Ohio State basketball making the NCAA tournament or the Blue Jackets making the playoffs?
Why do you got to ask questions like that?
Well, they're both out right now.
Yeah,
from what
kidding. So, yeah, from what you've seen, they both
definitely
stink,
the Jackets,
right?
Yeah, Buckeyes are just right on the bubble, kind of.
I'll say Buckeye basketball.
They're closer.
More faith in Buckeye basketball.
I have more faith in Buckeye basketball than I do Jackets and Ricky Bonas.
I do too. But I should say, I also am not so sure that this Buckeye basketball team can make the NCAA tournament.
I didn't say I was sure. That's not the question.
I know. I just figured I'd throw that in to be completely and brutally honest with everyone.
Rapid fire number five.
Tomorrow is National Hot Pastrami Day. What's your favorite hot sandwich?
First of all, Hot Pastrami Day sounds like some sort of sexual thing's going to go on.
Maybe it could be. Yeah, I may have misread that.
I mean, George Costanza, I think, incorporated a hot pastrami sandwich into some lovemaking.
I do enjoy myself a hot pastrami. I enjoy myself a cheesesteak sandwich. But if I'm taking, you know, one hot sandwich, it has to be the one that I grew up on.
One hot sandwich.
And that's the Italian beef sandwich from Chicagoland. Put a little jardiniere on there. You dip it in the juice. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
That's my answer. Italian beef sandwich.
That's one of the best. I've become fond of that Italian beef from knowing some of our Chicago dudes here at the radio
French
station.
Dip, also very similar and
it's
delicious.
Similar. And Arby's has a solid French dip sandwich.
Don't sleep on that, man. That's a sleepy menu item.
Growing up an East Coast guy, I got to fall back on a Philly cheesesteak. A Philly cheesesteak done right.
An East Coast guy? You're from Virginia.
That's the East Coast.
I know. No, that's not.
Yeah it is.
Can I tell you something?
Washington, D.C. is the East Coast.
When somebody says to me, I'm from the East Coast.
You can see the water that connects to the ocean.
Drop. No. That's the Mid-Atlantic. That's whatever the hell that is.
Connects to the ocean.
If you tell me I'm from the East Coast, to me that's I'm from Jersey.
Oh, man.
Get out of here.
Really?
Teddy?
I'm with Timmy on that.
You're full of crap.
I'm not saying I'm right, but I would agree with Timmy.
This isn't like the first time I've done this. I mean, I know...
The people in Carolina, do they say I'm from the East Coast? Or they say, hey, I'm from the Outer Banks?
All right, I just did a thing that I actually hated, but I used it for a wider audience there. I just used a little quip and said, D.C. is the East Coast. I'm not from D.C. You're right. I'm from Virginia. I'm from Northern Virginia.
Charleston, South Carolina. I'm from the East Coast.
That's Carolinas. Yeah.
You can't say
Carolina Coast.
You can't say Charleston is.
Oh, East Coast.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I guess I can
and
see where
And me and somebody from Long
here.
Island, same thing.
I see where you're going with the Carolinas, how that feels more Southeast than East Coast. I feel like Virginia is Northern Virginia, too, kind of on that line. That line of demarcation.
Yeah, when you hear it kind of East Coast, you say it with sort of like a Long Island
Baltimore,
accent.
Baltimore, Maryland, D.C. area.
I was from a suburb. Is Baltimore East Coast?
I feel like it is, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So where would you put a little higher than that then?
A little
East
higher.
Coast?
Yeah.
Philly?
New York. Is it New York to Boston? Is that the East Coast for you?
From Boston. That's the Northeast.
See, now we're
I feel
just...
like that's just the Northeast. I'm from the Eastern Seaboard.
we can do this all day.
What say you, Chatters?
Portal news for Ryan Day. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from 315 to 71, and you're going to hit slow traffic on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Discover. Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Burn live at Roosters.
Presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fan's YouTube channel.
If your garage...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Is goldfish not one of life's great treats? I decided to throw in a little impromptu Tuesday foodgasm into the mix. Teddy, you've got yourself a couple of bite-sized bowls over there. We're talking about all new goldfish seasoned pretzels. The pretzel has been incorporated into a goldfish snack for a long time, and now...
What are the flavors we have?
This is sort of like a flavor-blasted version of that for people that like those kinds. So we've got a hot buffalo. Teddy, that's the one that's got the orange-reddish hue to it. And then the yellowish one is a honey mustard, which is a flavor mustard that I like. No good?
It's fine.
Just fine?
I'm not a honey mustard guy.
I haven't tried these yet either, so it's a first time for me. Right, saw them in the mire. Look pretty good.
Fine. I never need them again. Hot buffalo.
Oh, that's good. Just fine? No, that's tremendous. Honey mustard, good.
Buffalo's good.
Yeah. It should be good.
Teddy, what do you think?
I'm with the common man here. Buffalo's great. Honey mustard, I'm just not a big fan of. They're fine, and yeah, I eat them, but this buffalo's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, buffalo's good.
Buffalo's good.
God, the hot, spicy chips or snacks or crackers that we have. Where do you guys come down with the Snyder's of Hanover? Teddy, you were eating some different pretzel snack I hadn't seen yet.
They do the
peanut
flavor.
Butter filled ones, what I have.
You were doing the peanut butter filled, right?
The nubs they do.
Yes, it's like the oopsies.
It's a waste product.
The waste product, and then they
but
add
then they
some
tumble
more
it
in.
With seasoning.
Yeah.
It's very delicious.
Very hard.
Too hard for you? Like a Cape Cod chip? Just mess your mouth up?
They are very hard.
No, they're not like a Cape Cod chip. They're smooth and rounded. It's a goldfish.
No, not the goldfish. The Snyder's, those pretzel
got it. The little pieces.
Yeah. They're good.
Where do you think the sound drop came from, me fingering my dry snacks? Because with those nubs, I like to put those, my move when I'm at the house, I will put those in a red Solo cup and I will drink that snack.
And finger the
so
nubs.
So I'm not getting my fingers all dusty because it's not a clean snack. The best clean dry
the
snack
notion
in
of
existence.
Drinking a snack.
It's okay.
Like you're going to put it in a Solo cup and just.
I mean, I'm not actually drinking it. I'm just knocking them back a little bit and I don't have to use my fingertips. It's a great little move. If you think about it.
I can't get my fingertips dirty.
I don't want to be run into the sink to wash my hands after having some snacks in the house. Come on. But the best dry snack.
This is
snack.
What they play for Al-Qaeda when they're recruiting a new member.
Is this take?
This is why we must kill the West. Because look.
This is what they're discussing.
We're living in hovels. We have nothing. And this guy can't even put his fingers in the bag. He has to drink his snack.
This guy prefers to drink his Snyder's of Hanover, oops, seasoned bits pretzel bites. No.
Mm-mm. Buffalo's good.
You know, I was thinking the other day, my Pop-Pop always had a dedicated Tupperware that he had by his favorite chair in the den. Did either your grandfathers or dads do this move? I never do. Like, I always go and get the snacks in the kitchen. If I'm take him down there, I'm usually eating right out of the bag or right out of the pouch. I don't put into a separate bowl. He would have the same yellow Tupperware with that patented top to it, and he would throw everything into it. So it was like a always modified Chex Mix, if you will. It didn't matter like what the item was.
But all snacks.
All dry snacks. Oh, so you could have some pretzel rods. You would have like the super thick pretzel
rods.
That's
fine. That's normal.
Cheez-Its, things like that. They would just stay in there.
Krenzel tells this story about, I don't know if he still does it, but when he was a kid, his dad would have a snack while he's watching television.
Sure.
Late at night. He had his chair, and then he'd have a snack.
Great.
Now, a lot of us, you're right, Timmy, we'll go for a dry snack. We'll finger our dry snacks.
Finger the dry snack.
Okay? But what Mr. Krenzel would do is he would take...
Oh, no, I remember this now.
Whatever they had for dinner that night.
No.
Whatever.
No.
And combine it all into a big bowl.
No.
Mix it up. And douse it with Lowry's seasoning salt and ketchup. And then just sit there and eat it. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be mashed potatoes and gravy and turkey and a pizza slice. It all goes in there.
That's disgusting.
With Lowry's seasoning salt and ketchup.
Why?
And he just eats it with a fork.
Why those two things?
Because he's a simple man.
If you substituted the ketchup out for like barbecue sauce, I'm in.
Oh, no.
Barbecue sauce. Yeah.
I got my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Teddy, that's disgusting.
You can talk about Ryan.
Why? Any item? Any item? So we got a couple of big gets. We've been talking a little bit about the transfer portal, NIL, our conversation with Ross Bjork that Adam King from 10TV and I did, which you can see on our platforms on YouTube and 10TV's YouTube page. So I meant to say the fan and 10TV's YouTube page. So we got a couple of gets. Got a couple of gets here, and... You know, as I mentioned, like even in the discussion with Ross, as we were talking, as of yesterday, things have started to take an uptick for the Buckeyes in the portal. And hey, things worked well when you went and got Caleb Downs from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Now it seems like there's a little Alabama there. You got to say that there is.
Pipeline.
You've got Julian Sain. You had Caleb Downs. Now you're talking about James Smith, who is the number one D tackle in the portal.
Right. Can we all
That's
calm
what we're talking
down
about
now.
6'3", 297 pounds.
All I've heard for the past week and a half is, oh, what are we going to do? This portal. Oh, this guy's leaving. Relax. Ryan Day knows what he's doing. He goes out, gets the number one defensive tackle he can possibly get in the portal.
Yep, that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. And also, you get his teammate, edge rusher, Quaya Russo.
Oh, Quaya.
Quaya Russo. He committed on Monday as well, just yesterday. Smith was a five-star prospect coming out of high school. as the number 28 overall recruit, regardless of position, the number two defensive lineman. He had 28 tackles. Forget about how he was as a recruit, right? We don't care about that. How'd he play? 28 tackles, 6.5 TFLs, and 2.5 sacks. This is a guy that can move some guys around. And former Maryland and UCLA quarterback Justin Martin, he is transferring here. So that obviously is much more of a depth piece.
I don't like
you talking about QB.
Got any more of the Buffalo ones?
Oh, I got the Buffalo.
Here, put that in there.
More Buffalo for you.
Timmy wants to talk about naked flying coming up next. It's not what you think it is.
Can you believe it's a thing?
No, you told me what it was. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, it's we're dumb. I mean, you talk about fingering snacks. This is dumber.
No more fingering. Especially when you're naked. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. We also have a 5-minute delay on northbound 315 from Lane Avenue to 161. This report is sponsored by Discover. Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. Just minutes ago, Ohio State tight end Matt Sclair announced he is leaving school early and entering the NFL draft. Sclair projects as one of the top tight ends of the class. In NFL news, longtime Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin will reportedly step away from the team after a 19-year run. Since Tomlin is leaving and was not fired, the Steelers still hold his rights should he want to return to coaching. Tonight, new Jackets head coach Rick Bowness will coach his first game for the CBJ. They host the Calgary Flames at 7 p.m. Pre-game coverage begins right here on the Fan at 6:30. In college football news, coaches voted unanimously today to adjust the redshirt rule. Players will now be allowed to play in up to 9 games while preserving a full year's eligibility. The previous rule allowed up to 4 regular season games plus any postseason play. This update was sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, live better.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Tuesday. So glad you've tuned in. We got the game show coming up at 5:30. I'm sorry, I keep calling it game show. It's not game show. It's Timmy time.
That's the name of the segment. You're not playing that thing.
I am indeed.
We can't play that thing.
Why not?
That British thing?
It's a British kids show.
Yeah. Why did Fish show us this?
It's Timmy time. Timmy Bass, Timmy Bass. It's a little lamb with a lot to learn. Timmy Bass, it's Timmy Bass. He's a handful of trouble at every turn.
You are a handful of trouble at every turn. You're just like the sheep.
I guess in a way. I'm a little lamb or a little lamb. That's what I am.
Hey, how you doing, Gary Player? Want to do your South African accent again?
Hey, it's wonderful to be here with you today.
Man, the Jamaican bobsled team, man.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. No Jamaican bobsled. What are you talking about?
All right. You told me before the show about naked flying.
New one here.
Well, my mind
hadn't heard about this one yet.
You know, just being naked on the plane, but clearly we
can't be that.
We can't have that. Although, you know, when I'm out and about, I do see a lot of the young people. They're essentially naked.
I thought that there was maybe this could have been a clothing thing in my mind. Like there's a way. Obviously, there's no one.
It's a sheer outfit.
There's no one going into a public place just naked. But maybe
someday.
Maybe sans underwear. I mean, obviously, my wife doesn't wear underwear. So there could be braless, pantyless, whatever people, no underwear, no drawers. Maybe that's a thing for extra comfort.
Pantyless?
People.
You don't like the panties?
I don't like to say
you
that.
Don't like
I really just ripped through it, too.
You just, I thought you hated that word.
I don't like that term, but
Teddy,
I just.
What do you feel about a good
ripped
panty?
Ripped right through.
You like it?
Stop.
Yeah. Always was fun doing panty raids.
What about a lace?
No,
panty?
What is that?
Lace, yeah.
Lace, yeah. Lacy crisp?
Leather and lace?
Stop. Are there leather underwear? Is that a thing? I mean, I know, like,
if
I know
do,
you can go online.
Nicole Sheeran's got them.
You got the chaps.
Assless that, chaps.
All chaps are all assless.
Come I don't
on.
Care.
You know that. I mean, you could go to the Lion's Den. You can get yourself a pair of leather, you know, whatever. But
are
do
you
people,
kidding? They're
do
fully
people,
stocked.
Do people actually wear them because they like the way that they feel? Like, is a leather thong a thing that is done?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Probably not?
No. I mean, but, they may exist, but
a,
why?
But a silk thong would be a thing.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I know that's a lot different than leather, but if it's, you know, a
yes,
nice
silk
soft,
is
genuine,
different than leather.
If it's a nice soft piece of genuine leather and it's lined on the inside,
maybe a genuine
nice.
Sonoma.
Well, now we're shopping
like,
at Kohl's?
Like you get at Kohl's.
Oh, what was JCPenney's in
brand store? JCPenney's was
Arizona.
Yeah, like the iced tea. Like
they should have given you a free tea with a pair of Arizona jeans. Get the carpenter pants. Get you an Arnold Palmer with it.
What's the target is?
Target is, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Goodfellow? I think it is.
Is that Target or?
Yeah. I think Target is Goodfellow.
What's Meijer? Meijer's something.
Meijer. How do I not know what the Meijer brand is? Oh, my God.
All right. Who cares? Naked
hey,
Flying.
Yeah, yeah. So Naked Flying. This started by... I saw this story from something that Kelly Ripa and her co-host, which I think is her husband, right? Mark Consuelos. They do the ABC show.
Mark Consuelos.
Consuelos.
Good-looking man.
They were having this discussion about naked flying in the headline. Boy, shocking, right? Sucked me right in. Something about naked flying. I'm like, I got to see what this is about. So I guess the discussion started where she was saying, I don't wear a bra on an airplane. And so they were having this discussion. He says, oh, wow, really? He's trying to pretend.
Yeah,
obviously,
oh,
he
wow.
knows.
I mean, I'm your husband, and I go with you everywhere.
I'm your husband, I know.
You just got the tots flopping around on the airplane, do you? All right,
all over
good
the
job.
Place. She said, life is hard. What's the point? And the 55-year-old quipped.
Life is hard. You're flying private.
She doesn't need a bra once she's not filming. She said that this bra is so I have a place to clip my mic. That's the only reason. That's why I'm wearing it. And Mark said, flying sans underwear, not so practical. He said, guys need support. Yeah, thanks, Mark. Guys wear underwear. We know that. But then Mark took the discussion to, have you heard about the naked flying? Because this almost sounds like that could have been the naked flying, but no. And he told her about it. And like a true psychopath, Kelly Ripa was completely on board with this idea. So what naked flying is, if you haven't heard, we had another flying thing that we hit on maybe months back about how people would go and take a trip and just get and go right back. That had another term, like without even spending the night in a city. This is not that, though. Like, you will go to a place for several days, whether that's a weekend, long weekend, half a week, full week, whatever. You're going with zero luggage. You're just going with what's in your pockets and what's on your back.
Not even
no carry-on.
No carry-on.
No backpack.
Not allowed.
No large
purse. Like, there's rules to this.
Well, you're going to be naked flying. You got to have nothing.
International Federation of Naked Flying is going to penalize you.
And the people that do this, they say, well, I can just buy some luggage when I'm out there.
Oh.
Or I can buy some of my knickknacks and I can mail them back to my place. None of it makes any damn sense. The margins don't line up. You're going to lose every single time. What are you going to find, a Marshalls or a TJ Maxx? Where are you going to get a, you know, $20 Samsonite that you can bring back as a carry-on?
How's that an enjoyable vacation?
Why don't you just bring the one that you have, pack light if you want to pack. You know, I wear some of the Fabletics clothes when I take trips, some of the easily foldable stuff that doesn't wrinkle too much. It's a nice option for traveling. They exist. They're out there, and they're very, very slight. Like my golf pants, they reduced down to almost nothing when I went on my golf trip. Had room to
you
pack
actually
the
just
spikes.
Bundle them up and put them in your ass.
Well, that's what the nude flyers do. What if you just wear six layers of clothes?
This whole thing is stupid.
I didn't believe
Why do we
Timmy,
do stuff
so
like
I
this?
So I went and did some research on this. And there are people that do this. And I saw one person saying, yeah, I just go to a place and then I stop at the local Salvation Army and pick up some stuff. Yeah, that sounds like a great trip to me.
Right.
Hey, what do you want to do today on vacation? You know what? I think I'll go to the thrift store, the Salvation Army, and I'll pick up some clothes for my journey because I didn't bring any with me. Why? Because you can't afford it? Nah, just I want to travel clean. Just naked. Naked flying.
It sounds like you'd be an unprepared mess everywhere you go. You have absolutely nothing. What's the my wheelhouse for flying is I will at all costs not check a bag. Now, when I go on the golf trip,
I just flew last week.
Unavoidable. I have to check the sticks. They're oversized. They're too big.
You went to Disney World last week.
Yeah, you didn't. Check bag for that? There's a few days.
No checky bag.
Yeah, you get yourself a nice, sturdy, four-wheel carry-on case that fits TSA measurements, and you overhead bin. That's all you got to do.
Overhead bin, no checky bag. You got to make sure, though, that you're checked in for your flight, or you get something in the front of the plane.
Sure.
Okay?
So you have room to put it.
I took the Southwest. I thought Southwest was going to assigned seating. When the hell is that happening?
Yeah.
They're not doing it yet.
Not doing that yet.
But what happened was, you got to make sure that you're checked in 24 hours ahead of time. So you get that A boarding group.
Well,
because you want to make sure there's plenty of bin space by the time you get on the plane.
Aren't you purchasing the ticket by like seat assignment though?
No.
So it's totally just first come, first serve
on Southwest?
Yes,
unless you buy like the business select class.
I thought there was a premium you could pay to make sure that you weren't in like the last boarding groups. But that is a thing. You're right. You don't want to get to the back of the plane and then not have a spot.
It's the worst.
They do the gate check. Yeah.
The gate check's the worst because you've lugged this thing through security.
But they still bring it back right to the gate. You don't have to wait for the turnstiles, Billy Joel.
No, not always. Sometimes they'll take the gate check bag and bring it at the baggage claim area.
But that's no good.
No, I don't like that.
Then you're right back to square one, and that's not where you want to be.
I appreciate the turnstiles, by the way. I appreciate it.
You like that reference. Thank you. Do you know also what the term raw dogging is when it comes to flying? That's another thing they were discussing. Do you have any idea what that could be? Think Seinfeld on this.
Putty just staring at the back of the seat?
Yes.
Which I also did on the flight to Florida.
Why?
Because
it's hours. What are you, a psycho?
I can't read on a plane.
Why?
Motion sickness. I get motion sickness. I can't
read. Did you try bringing your glasses for which you need
now? And it's nothing to do with glasses, you idiot. I can't read on a plane.
It's not like you're driving 60 miles an hour on a bumpy road in Indiana in the car. You're in a nice level
plane.
Did
I say it made sense? It doesn't make sense. But
you've got problems.
Yep, that's not for debate. Of course I do.
So you just stood there?
I just sat there. I bothered my wife.
Well, okay.
I kept pestering her.
Then you're not raw dogging.
She was trying to read, and I was pestering her.
What were you doing?
Talking about P. Diddy. You know what?
Speaking of problems. I don't like it.
This is a little bit of a hot take. I don't really like that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really care for him.
You're not for that. Are you also against murdering and raping?
I just, depends on the situation.
Really taking a stance there.
I didn't really know much about the P. Diddy. And then Kristen made me watch the doc.
Oh, I don't want to watch that Netflix doc 50 Cent put together. Yeah.
And I was like, this guy is not my kind of guy. I don't like this guy, really bad. Not one bit.
Not for a minute.
Let's talk about. You know what? I want to talk about rights of the fans coming up next.
Yeah.
Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're hitting some slowdown if you're on northbound 270 on the West Outer Belt from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 33. And there's a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 33 from 270 to Bixby Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap.
I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Join Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week.
But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer.
The Fan.
Hello. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're tracking mostly cloudy skies here for tonight with a few rain showers out there, and then more rain showers here for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 40s. But as a cold front arrives, temperatures will fall down into the 30s with snow showers here for your Wednesday afternoon. And we are tracking a break in the snow here for Thursday with highs only in the 20s, but another chance of snow will arrive here for Friday with highs in the 30s, followed by some much colder air here for the weekend with highs only in the teens by Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
11.5. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Jackets time tonight here on The Fan. Calgary in town. Rick Bonus's first game as head coach.
Yep. I'd be there tonight.
You there?
Heading on over. I wore the... Do you not like the hoodie? This was one of the first sports items I bought when I moved to town almost 13 years ago now. It's a Reebok.
Because they used to have the uniform contract.
I liked the Reebok contract. I thought that was good quality stuff. You didn't really see Reebok being utilized in a lot of places in the sports world, but the NHL had the deal. I thought their stuff looked cool, feels good.
I enjoyed the Adidas.
Yeah,
I like that deal. I'm not a fan of the Fanatics.
I don't think anybody's a big fan of the Fanatics branded stuff. It's fine if Fanatics wanted to be a place where they house different brands and sell Nike and sell Adidas, but yeah, their stuff is...
Well, they bought Mitchell and Ness,
too. Left a lot to be desired.
Which, I hope they leave Mitchell and Ness alone.
For the most part, to my understanding, and I've purchased some Mitchell and Ness stuff from Fanatics, and it seems all the same.
All right.
It still has the same stitchings. They haven't changed how it says, like, Philadelphia Nostalgia Company, like that type of deal. So there must have been something written into the deals where that stuff stays. You, by the way, you look great today.
I had TV to do today.
I like this V-neck
sweater. You like
the
cashmere V-neck?
The cashmere is working. Something about this haircut, too. It's better. You guys back me up on this, our YouTube crowd?
I really, really hope that my guy Justin is not listening right now.
The haircut looks better.
And I'll tell you why.
It's nice.
Buddy, I don't agree with what Timmy just said. Because I'm on the every 3 week schedule.
That's what it was. Something different.
Hold on
happened.
A second. Every 3 weeks on a Tuesday, I get my hair cut. Same guy, Justin, all the time. My guy. Well, my 3-week scheduled appointment was last Tuesday, but I was going to Disney, so I had to change it.
Yeah, yeah.
But my guy Justin's all booked up.
Enzo cut your hair?
So I went to James today to get my hair cut.
Oh, James.
And so you just threw Justin under the bus saying you like James better.
I'm not throwing Justin
now,
under
James,
the bus.
James does a fantastic job. He's also my guy.
I think it was more the waiting a week. More so that you just explained it to me. It didn't have as much to do. Boy, this guy's really trying to dig himself out of a hole now, right? No, it's more of you waiting an extra week. I think that might be the ticket because the haircut pops a little bit more. No,
I don't want a haircut that pops. I want a haircut that blends.
Yeah, but it pops.
I don't want people to notice I got a haircut.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with people noticing you got a haircut and you can be complimented for a day or
two. No, I don't like it.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like people noticing anything about me.
We don't compliment anybody. Like, we just saw that this weekend. Lynn Jones of the Jacksonville Courier-Press tries to go in and compliment Liam Cohen for 15 seconds. Everybody wants to murder her on a stake.
No, just the old crudgeons.
These journalists and reporters are really a bunch of a-holes, aren't they?
Is this breaking news?
My God.
The people who cover teams and like print people, they're a-holes.
It's just...
They've always been.
It's just disappointing.
Why?
How many people have wanted to rake her over the coals for what she did? Okay, so it's not the normal thing that's done, or it's not what everybody does. Although, if I were to say that to Sean McDermott, shame on me. I hope they'd revoke my credential. Just shut up. Take a walk.
I want to talk about the rights of the fans. So this was in the Seattle Times. The Seahawks recently sent an email to certain season ticket holders who are in the habit of reselling their seats.
Got it.
Of course, they're hosting the 49ers this weekend.
Yeah.
Big game.
Yep. Something that you don't want to see done.
I know you don't want to see it done. But anyway, here's what the email says. Our records indicate that your seats for the upcoming divisional round playoff game are currently posted for resale. As communicated before the 2025 season, 2026 renewal eligibility may be impacted if it is determined that your season tickets, including any playoff games, were used primarily for resale purposes. Now, I understand that technically the team, as it says right here, had in the fine print.
Yeah.
Before you bought the season tickets for the year, that these are for personal use and it's not supposed to be used for just constant resale and all of that. So, yes, they did disclose that beforehand. But how do you feel about this? How do you feel about a team saying, essentially, thank you for your patronage. Thank you for being a season ticket holder. However, you are not free to do what you want with the tickets that you purchased. You must attend these games.
Here's where I come down on this, and I'll be very clear that it is something that you could have looked up this information upon agreement of said season ticket package.
But is it an unreasonable demand?
I say I'm fine with it. And I also appreciate that you're given a warning shot as well. They're not just going to take them away. So even if you miss that fine print, okay, you got this one big score. You sold your playoff tickets for a big fat profit. There's a lot of clubs out there. There's a lot of organizations out there. We've spoken about them too. You get to have your own set of rules. That's part of your entity. And as long as you make your customers and your buyers aware of this and you give them an opportunity
to
see what it is.
You're perfectly fine as long as it's communicated ahead of time. If it says on the ticket in small print, no blacks allowed, you have no problem with that is what I'm hearing from you, Timmy. Right?
You sound like a guy that likes Augusta National operated in the 1970s, right?
That's what it sounds like to me, Timmy.
You forgot women.
Did you hear that, Teddy?
No.
Oh, you forgot women.
I think so, yeah.
No Gucci's.
No. People older than 65 years old either.
No, you guys stay out of there. You're too on the ice flow and throw them out there.
Get them all out of here. No, I
understand what you're saying.
Make it agreeable. I understand how, look, you got a golf club. Like, you want to have a certain kind of dress code. You want to have a certain kind of decorum. and all of the members sign on. They agree to that. We're not going to look like slobs and wear sweatpants. Jason Day with your $900 Malbon sweatsuit. Get the heck out of here. We're not even letting you on the premises at York. All right. We got standards up there. We're not going to do things a certain way. In a way, I like that things like that exist. Exclusivity, having your fans sort of be at the game if they can. If you can't go to the game, sell those to family members or something. I don't know if that's an issue. It's just going. It's going to the other fans.
Black market deal.
Exactly.
On the down low.
On the down low.
On the dark web.
On the dark web.
Can I admit something? I have no idea what the dark web is.
Where do you get to it?
Is there some sort of gateway?
You
go to darkweb.org and it's right there.
I've wondered the same thing.
I'm scared to even Google it because I don't want to get on some sort of government list. Why are you Googling dark web?
I've never Googled dark web.
You know,
why
you
have I not
do?
Thought of that?
You should
on my desktop at home,
Google
like it's whatever.
Dark web and then Lolita pics. Go ahead. See what happens to you.
What's Lolita pics?
Bad stuff. Don't do that.
I'm not doing that.
I'm just teasing.
What is it?
I think it's like young ladies.
Gross. Diddy stuff? Why would you make me do that?
also diddle or diddle. Google
Lolitas.
Epstein good guy. Go ahead. Put that in there.
Nope.
Epstein was my friend.
Epstein is a great guy.
Teddy does that all the time. Right, Teddy? It's
fine people on both sides.
No, there's not.
Terrific playmaker.
We've got game show, aka
you'll love it.
Timmy time!
It's Timmy time!
That is coming up in 2 minutes.
No.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown on northbound 71 on that north side, going from 17th Avenue to Cook Road. And there's just a couple-minute holdup on northbound 315 from King Avenue to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at bhmcpagroup.com. Because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined, but you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Our chat should be going nuts because there was just a discussion about saying that term on the air, and we just had an off-air conversation about how we've gotten Big Voice Guy to say it. So there you go, everybody.
I would like to implement a rule, too, right now. Timmy's going to the hockey game tonight. If you spot Timmy and you have one of the special metal cards on you, Timmy will buy you a brewski.
Oh.
Just saying. As a thank you.
I know Saltine's going to be there tonight.
The first 50 that can show that to me.
You're going to buy 50 beers tonight?
Maybe the first one that can show me that metal card.
Yeah.
Hockey beer prices. You know,
there's not a lot out of them in the wild.
That'd be a cool thing if I saw one of those tonight.
You ready?
That'd be really neat.
You ready?
Do say hi if you see me out there.
It's
no.
Timmy time.
Oh, it's like Evan Turner's here.
All right, that's enough.
All right, come on.
Let's get to our quiz. This is specially tailored for you, my friend. This is the Field of Dreams quiz. Let's go. Start you off with an easy one here, I think. Field of Dreams, directed by Phil Alden Robinson. The story was by W.P. Kinsella, released by Universal Pictures. Give me the release year of the film, and if you guess it within 3 years, I will give you credit for this.
1989.
Oh, beautiful.
That's right on the money,
that's
right?
That's the money.
That's the sweet. That's the good stuff
right
there.
That is the good stuff. April 21st, 1989.
What's a southpaw?
Stop.
Sorry.
Don't. Little bonus here.
Rick Bonus.
You're not going to get this one. That's why it's a bonus. This was something I was today years old when I found out and doing the research for this. Which Boston acting icons were extras in the Fenway Park scene? Mark Wahlberg and John Krasinski, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, or Steve Carell and Dennis O'Leary?
I'll say Damon and Affleck.
Yes. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that either. I wonder if...
Took a stab.
Going back and watching it, if we can actually see their faces in that scene. That's... What did James Earl Jones want in that scene? They're kind of walking...
He just wants to be left alone.
But what does he really want? He doesn't really want to be left alone. He wants to eat something.
He wants a dog and a beer.
Yes. He wants a dog and a beer at the concession stands. And then they go up there and watch the
game.
I want
people to stop looking for me for answers.
Yes. Yes, they do. I don't want to be a public figure. Okay. So in the middle of the movie, there's the scene where Archie Graham makes his way to the Field of Dreams. And he sees all the ball players and he gets to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Archie is dumbfounded by a trio of stars. He looks out there, and he points out, and he names them who are warming up. Give me one of those names or...
Smokey Joe Wood.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought you were asking for all of them.
Who else?
Mel Ott.
Yeah, Mel Ott.
And who was...
You got him in order so far, too. And...
Smokey Joe Wood.
You've done well Mel already. Ott.
And
Gil Hodges.
Gil Hodges, yes!
Gil Hodges.
I was going to actually say, but in my head, I had former Bulls guard Craig Hodges
Craig Hodges. Yeah. Did he have the goggles, Craig Hodges?
No. Horace Grant.
Of course, Horace had him, yeah. But I was going to give you a chance to give me one of the names of a key player that isn't there.
Ty Cobb. None of us could stand son of a bitch when he was alive.
Teddy, turn my stuff on. Come on.
Ty Cobb wanted to play. None of us could stand a son of a bitch when we were alive, so we told him to stick it.
Does Ray Liotta have one of the greatest laughs the history of the world?
And Amy Madigan, you can hear chuckling at the end of that, too. All right. In another classic scene, you're perfect so far. You're off to a fantastic start. In another classic scene in the movie, James Earl Jones' character, we've talked about many times, author Terrence Mann. He's loosely based off of J.D. Salinger, author of Catcher in the Rye, has written several novels, but only one is explicitly named in the movie. And it's discussed in a key scene where Costner and James Earl Jones are driving back to his farm. Do you know the name of this book?
The Boat Rocker.
The Boat Rocker. Here you go.
Can you believe that? An American boy refusing to have a catch with his father?
Flight 14.
That's when I read The Boat Rocker by Terrence Mann.
Oh, God.
Never played catch with him again.
You see, that's the kind of crap people always try to lay on me. It's not my fault you wouldn't play catch with your father.
I know.
James Earl Jones is so good.
They try.
So good.
They always try to put it on me. All right, now for number five, we'll go back to the soundboard. We have some AI, I believe. We have AI James Earl Jones here. To ask you something. Wow. What an honor here.
Hello, Mikey. One of my favorite scenes to film in the movie is the part where I first meet Ray Kinsella. He comes to my apartment with his waist-cut brown leather jacket, looking like a complete hippie, and I wasn't about to be nice to this guy. Ray is trying to ask me about an interview I gave about how sad I was when they tore down Ebbets Field and the Dodgers moved out of Brooklyn. But I lied to that bastard and told him I never gave the interview, even though he drove thousands of miles to see me. Why did I lie to him? Oh, and Mikey, I am your father.
You stupid idiot.
All right, did you even retain the question? Why did he lie?
Well, I mean, because he wanted to get rid of Ray.
Give me something more. There's a bigger reason why he lied to him and said he didn't do the interview. Because he was in there. What was he in there to do?
He was holding him up.
Yes.
He pretended his finger was a gun.
He was kidnapping him.
All right.
I'll give you the credit for that.
To get rid of him.
Yeah, he did want to get rid of him. I was looking for more specific. I'll give you that. You were enamored by AI James Earl Jones.
And I did enjoy that.
That's no problem. That's no problem. We all were. All right. So let's go back to the beginning of the film. Okay. The very beginning of the film. One of the more iconic parts of the movie are the voices that Ray Kinsella hears out in his field. It sets him off on this idea to hopefully connect with Shoeless Joe Jackson. Can you give me, there are only three of them, a big fan of the movie should know these, the three voices that Ray Kinsella hears, starting at the beginning of the movie, then at different points throughout.
Well, if you build it, he will come.
That's right. The first one. He says that kind of a few times at the beginning. He's like, huh? Huh? Who's that? Kids playing on the highway? Kids with a radio?
Then there's Go the Distance.
Go the Distance.
Go the Distance.
When you listen to them, just the voice, it's very creepy. It is. That was at Fenway Park. And
then,
he sees stuff about Moonlight Graham.
And then?
Ease his pain.
Ease his pain.
What?
Huh? What?
Huh?
Whose pain?
Shoeless Joe's?
Whose pain am I supposed to ease? Whose pain is he supposed to ease?
His father's.
See, is it his father? This is what's great about the movies. Is it his father's? Or is it like Joe Jackson says, no, Ray, it was you? Is it his own?
He was easing his own pain?
I think it's his own pain. He was so broken up and wouldn't discuss it about his dad.
This is a conversation that scholars should be having.
Absolutely.
Not you and me.
Absolutely. This is what dissecting cinema is all about. All right. Rapid fire Field of Dreams for you. What's one of the insults hurled in the classic book banning scene at their local high school? Just give me one of them. There's several.
Well, it's
the book burning scene.
At least I'm not a book burner, you Nazi cow.
He is not a book burner, you Nazi cow.
I think there's a...
Yeah, well, I think he's a pervert. Probably a communist, too.
They're coming from all different areas. I think she says, at least I'm not married to the biggest horse's ass in three counties. That's another one.
You know why Terrence Mann stopped writing, don't you?
Why?
Because he masturbates.
Oh! Yeah. All right. Why doesn't Moonlight Graham want to be out too late?
Because Alicia would be thinking he has a girlfriend.
Alicia think I got a girlfriend. That's right. That's correct. And how long has it been since somebody referred to him as Moonlight Graham?
50 years.
No one's called me Moonlight Graham in 50 years.
Very good.
50 years.
What color hats and dresses did he like to buy, Alicia?
Blue.
Blue. They would always stock blue. And what are some vices that good guy Moonlight Graham never partook in?
Screwing, drinking, midnight abortions.
Correct. All correct. All right. So here's a Field of Dreams finish the clip game for you. So pay attention. I'm going to play you a audio clip, and I want you to tell me like what happens next. So listen to this part.
All right. Those first two were high and tight. So what do you think the next one's going to be?
Well, either loan away or in my ear.
He's not going to want to load the bases. So look for low and away. But watch out for in your ear.
Oh my God.
He's not going to want to load the bases. So look for low and away.
Right.
But watch out for in your ear.
I got a couple more after the break for you. Just to go two more after the break.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing some holdup on westbound Greenlawn Avenue at 71. And you're looking at a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on that north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. The once-a-year sale and clearance is here. Upgrade today with Mattress Firm's quality selection of top brands. Let their sleep experts find the perfect bed to help transform your nights. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
Guys in Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show. He is the man, the myth, the legend. Brandon Beam.
The play cock.
What's happening?
Beamer?
I'm the play cock.
Just
see you later.
Put that in there.
See you later.
Smotrich now working, finds Faust in the corner for a three. Long, no good. He gets a almost friendly roll. Now a block by Sam Thompson.
And that's the added element of having Thompson there. You're not going to see Shannon Scott sky up and swat that out of the air.
Absolutely. Aaron Kraft now driving inside, talking about penetrating, kicks to Sam Thompson in the corner for three, bang!
And that's how Aaron Kraft has to play. That is Ohio State's offense, penetrating the lane, breaking down the defense, and finding the shooter on the wing.
A lot of penetration.
Who's the color guy there?
Who's that goober doing the game with you?
That was my good friend Jimmy Bloomberg.
Jimmy Bloom, what's he doing now?
Don't know. Not sure.
Running a company.
No idea.
Lost touch with him.
He was a Chicago guy. And yeah, I have no idea. Maybe he's back there. Not exactly sure what he's up to.
That took me back though, hearing some of the names in that play-by-play clip. You got Slam Thompson.
And how you wish they were on this team right now.
Yeah. Isn't there an Amadeo? I think you called an Amadeo Dellavalle three.
Yeah, the legend.
At one point.
Amadeo, Ohio State running the weave. Aaron Kraft. Ball on the right wing. Dribble kick to Sam Thompson. There you go, Jimmy. There's your shot. No good. As Amadeo gets the board for three. Open shot. Bang! Oh, my. Let it rain. Let it rain in Columbus as Ohio State is feeling it.
Can I tell you what my favorite thing is, though? And I don't know if you did this intentionally or not. The fact that your bang sort of fades out. It's not bang. It's bang!
He comes away. I mean,
you go away from the microphone.
He's wearing a headset, though. He can't go away from the microphone.
I enjoy
good,
that.
Though.
We got more Field of Dreams questions.
We did we're doing a Field of Dreams quiz. One of his favorite topics, favorite movies.
Seen it one time.
He was knocking it out of the park so far. So I've got some audio elements to this as well. And we left off doing I wanted you to finish the clip. So here's one more. Listen to this scene in the movie. Tell me if you can get the next couple of lines.
All right.
Okay, here it is.
You build a baseball field in the middle of nowhere, and you sit here and you stare at nothing.
Not nothing.
All right, that's...
Was that me doing that sound from college?
It sounds a little bit like you.
Turn your daughter into a space cadet. I can't remember the next...
No, that works.
And you turn your daughter into a damn space
cadet. Get your hands off her.
I'm trying to help you, damn it.
And she falls off the bleachers.
And Timothy Busfield chucks her.
By the way, I would like to point out that Timothy Busfield today turned himself in to federal authorities because he's wanted for diddling children. That is not a joke. That is correct. You're interrupting the game, Mark.
All right, so the last one I had, the iconic music in Field of Dreams. The score was done by James Horner. Horner Floors also is the boss of Jay Burson for Horner. Hardwood Floors.
Hello!
And it's one of the best
Jack
parts.
Horney.
So, I've jumbled up some clips from some famous movies, most of them sports movies. Call out which one is indeed from Field of Dreams. I'll start with this one. All right.
No,
there's
that's,
one.
That's not from Field of Dreams.
Here's another one.
That's not,
two.
That's not from Field
okay.
of Dreams.
Here's a third one.
A lot of fluties.
A lot of fluties.
No, that's not from Field of Dreams.
Here's one.
Of course it is.
That's Field of Dreams.
Yes.
That fourth one. Do you know what any of the other three were?
The first one was very familiar.
The first
play,
one play is
first,
very familiar.
Play the first one again. It's Back to the Future. Back to the Future.
Yep, Back to the Future. The second one was Hoosiers, for all you Hoops fans out there.
Third one, Rudy?
Third one was Rudy. Very good, Beam. Yeah.
It's probably the boatman is touching himself.
Rudy, I think, was reading his 19th denial letter when that music started
on the bench.
Run there. Mm-hmm. So you did fantastic.
I got them all, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
You did absolutely fantastic.
You said your finger was a gun.
I want to hear AI James Earl Jones one more time. Can we listen to his question one more time?
Hello, Mikey. One of my favorite scenes to film in the movie is the part where I first meet Ray Kinsella. He comes to my apartment with his waist-cut brown leather jacket looking like a complete hippie, and I wasn't about to be nice to this guy. Ray is trying to ask me about an interview I gave about how sad I was when they tore down Ebbets Field and the Dodgers moved out of Brooklyn, but I lied to that bastard and told him I never gave the interview, even though he drove thousands of miles to see me. Why did I lie to him? Oh, and Mikey, I am your father.
It's about 85% there, I think, with him.
It's close.
All right, Beamer, what's coming up on the Buckeyes show tonight?
Quickie for us tonight. We've got the Jackets coming up at 6:30. We'll talk about Max Clair declaring for the NFL draft, all the things going on in the transfer portal. Pat Murphy's hanging out with me tonight, so we'll get Pat's big thoughts on the Buckeyes.
Look at Pat. Talk to him. He's wearing Rams stuff out there.
Disrespectful.
I can't believe you're doing a show with a guy who's wearing Rams stuff.
Yeah.
He stayed with him because he's a St. Louis sports fan, and he stayed with him. I guess it's weird because he didn't live in St. Louis.
He's from St. Louis,
so
though.
You don't. Yeah, but he doesn't live there anymore, and he doesn't look like he's going back. So you don't feel that.
Probably likes that
connection.
Provel pizza,
most disgusting thing I've ever
mess
had.
Mess you up,
yuck.
Buckeyes show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Was this AI James Earl Jones had something else for us? He had a little message. He wanted us to stop doing something.
And I hear the both of you trying to impersonate me all the time. All this, it's only $20 per person. And take care of this family. Or peace, love, dope. Now get the hell out of here. Would you idiots just shut up already?
Okay, sorry, James. That guy, he is a legend, so...
I gotta tell you, when you played that, it moved.
It did,
it
right?
It moved for me.
He's one of the best. There is nothing better. So, boys, I caught Joshua Perry and Matty Ice when they were leaving the studio today. And
I thought you were Matty Ice.
I know. I look a lot like him. Mm-hmm. I get mistaken for him. You know Matty Ice's thing. It always used to be... Eat really healthy during the week, and then on the weekend he would have some cheat days.
Just go crazy.
He didn't do that anymore.
He apparently is not even doing that
anymore.
No,
no cheat days.
Like, no cheat days.
Mm-mm.
So when I'm like discussing that with him, and he's like, I can't allow myself to do it, or else I'll just keep doing it. So that's the discipline I have. And my point back to him was, couldn't you have the discipline to enjoy a meal every now and then, but not like just eat McDonald's seven straight days. Like,
he's just afraid that he's
going to
have
some chicken wings or whatever on the weekend.
Just like totally off the rails.
And then Joshua Perry's point back to me was, what about an alcoholic? They've got the discipline to never have a drink. If they have one,
yes, but
they
start sliding. Matty Ice,
I didn't know what to say back to that.
At one point was 600 pounds. I can understand where that comes in.
Right.
He's never been fat in his life.
He's just a fit guy. He's a good looking dude. He can have a bite to eat. He can have something tasty. And I think things will be fine. I'd like to see him enjoying a...
He makes me sad.
A nice chicken finger meal.
I think we need to take him for some Kukos.
I do like Kukos. One time I was back in Dayton for something and came back with Marion's Pizza to the office. And I remember he was like, nope, can't have it. It's a weekday. I'm like, Matt, the pieces are a half an inch big. Just have one. He was like, if I have one piece right now, I will eat this entire pizza in 20 minutes.
They're just morsels even.
Yeah.
They're just like little squares.
How was your Marion's experience? Did you like it?
It's all right.
Yeah.
I think they gave me yesterday's.
Did you get it baked in the old oven?
No.
I need to go back.
But I said it, and I think they laughed at me and ignored me.
Something.
Something they knew bad. You were an outsider.
Something bad happened to him. He wasn't playing with a full deck of cards. I don't know what happened.
I was the youngest person in there by about 50 years.
It's always sunny in there, though.
It's like the lights beaming in there.
It's like a rainforest cafe. Right,
Buckeye shows next. Jackets time 6:30. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute holdup on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. And there's a couple minute delay on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. What is the game this week, Bonner?
You know, I originally was going to call this game show back when I was banging trivia, because it was going to be about stuff mostly from the 80s. But then I realized we weren't banging in the 80s. We were barely a thing in the 80s. So, but it's 80s trivia. That's what it is.
Speak for yourself.
Were you banging?
10 years old.
Right. I didn't think that was... I mean, I just mean more or
started
less...
Started early.
I don't know how much of the 80s you recall. I recall little to none of it.
I recall a decent chunk.
Like, the Mets won the World Series in 86.
My mom walking around topless. I remember that.
Was that an 80s thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if that happened in the 90s or if that was...
No, that was
limited only to the 80s. Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
I was 7, so...
So it was in the 80s.
It was 87.
Yeah. Good that you remembered this specific date. Do you know where you were going on vacation?
Yeah, we were going to Florida. Driving down to Florida, we stopped halfway at a motel in Tennessee.
Probably Tennessee. Usually, I mean, if you're going halfway from Chicago to Florida, that would make sense, right?
I think the room was $26.
Hey.
Had two beds in the room.
Guess what? There's some of those motels, still $26.
I'm quite sure.
Let them live.
And then my mom, for some... ungodly reason, you'd have to ask her. She's still kicking. Decided, I'm just going to walk out with my top off. So everybody can see it.
It's not, I will say, in her defense.
There's no defense.
No, there's light defense. Light defense is you're in a hotel room and maybe for a split second she thought, oh, that's right, Michael's here and I have to, you know, I got to cover up. Or was she just like, look at him! Like, was she screaming
she
at you?
She may as well have. Because I'm 43 years old and it's clear as day.
Yeah.
Clear as day. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.